Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your purse, feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your belly. Feel it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your belly. Feel it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it. Feel it in your belly. Feel it. Feel it in your belly, in your spine. Feel it.
Mike Q. that my destiny might Attention, please.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Please, roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pump. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Pop Miss J and commence to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, work. Study, study, cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like, huh. Life. Put stuff the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Ow. Roll up the partition now. Roll up the partition, please. Roll it up, roll it up for me. Lord, Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, pictures, take your time. Take a hiatus, surgeon moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrrr-con. Nose and cheeks like brrrr-con. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. Till everything about you is brrrr-con-con. Skin and body like brrrr. Nose and cheeks like brrrr. Soft and feminine brrrr-con. Till everything about you is brrrr-con-con. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what'd he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
It goes.
And it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes,
and it goes,
and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, and it goes, I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. This shit right here. Fuck it up, 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 fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up. I'm the bitch that turns it and fuck it up. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up.
don't touch me. Who's that got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Who's that got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. No, you got a bitch, don't touch me. Who's that got a bitch, don't push me. Don't touch me, if you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Did the La 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 Donye 007 presents From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball, Saturday, July 26th, during Privileged Weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. Your grand prize, $3,000 for Twisters vs. Sisters, two trophies and one winner, no as a house. If you feel that you deserve to be on the list and compete, then you should hit the floor and win Vogue Femme or Realness with a Twist during the From Bankhead to Buckhead Tour. Check Facebook's event page for a list of qualifying events that will allow you to gain access to walk for the 3,000. Mini grands include $1,000 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Face, $250 for Femme Queen Realness, $250 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $250 for streetwear, and $250 for female figure face. That's the Privileged One, Donye 007, presenting From Bankhead to Buckhead Ball during Privilege Weekend, which is July 25th through July 28th. Event taking place Saturday, July 26th. $30 all night. Doors open at 2 a.m. LSS starts at 3 a.m. Ball starts at 3:30 a.m. Tables are $100 up till June 15th and $150 after. First come, first serve. Your commentators for the evening, the icon Selvin Mizrahi and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Your DJ, legendary Vonalore St. Laurent. Location, The Warehouse in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated July 26th or contact Donye, the Privileged One, on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I don't know if you can hear me, but tonight is going to be a key. But before it's going to be a key, it's going to be many things because Switchboard is acting hella crazy, and I am doing my best to rectify the situation, i.e. that's why there was no intro tonight. But you know who I am by now, and if you don't, I am Prince Bridge, the overall prince of the House of Bridge. I have a mother named London and a little brother named J-Rock, who I am ringing on as we speak. J-Rock, you're there.
What's going on with the switch boy?
I have no idea, but I'm just going to bring y'all on, let y'all start talking, and then I'm going to reboot. And right now, it's just me, you, and our next-door neighbor, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
What's good, guys? How are you doing?
I don't know. The devil is many things, I guess, because I smoked weed and didn't go to church on Easter Sunday. God is punishing me.
I find you evil spirit in the name.
Where's Joelle and Prada?
I don't
know.
Joelle
and Jalacia.
Well, Joelle dropped his phone in a toilet or something, so he's listening, but he won't be on the phone. But truth be told, I think he went to church and the pastor stole his phone.
Hey, sideline.
Prada has not pressed one, and I'm going to do what I need to do, so I'm going to be struggling. Bear with me. It is not my fault. This is not my first time at the rodeo, but I will figure out how to ride this horse.
I bet. But anyways, I'm not going to be able to be on here all night because I got to get up at like 4 o'clock, but I'm going to bear with you guys, and we're not going to... I ain't going to tell it for you long, but I just wanted to know what was the scoop on all this. You know, I was trying to, you know, get baptized and all that stuff, going, read my Bible and everything because I didn't go to church for Easter. And then all of a sudden I go in the room and see something about, you know, am I not getting her work through or something like that. I need
the mother
to call
through.
Do we start
that now?
J-Rock, stop. Well, before we talk
I'm
about
it, I mean,
what y'all can talk about, I mean, we're going to talk about it because, I mean, I was going to let the callers bring it up because what I wanted to talk about and bring up is the fact that I sent $450 down to Texas to my sister Tiffany for some fashion fair makeup. Now, mind you, I was giving her the sale because I could have ordered this shit from Essence or Ebony Magazine because it's fashion fair. But she said she could get me a discount and a hookup on this makeup and these hair products. Well, bitch, the UPS man brought my box, but wasn't nothing in it. But you chewed up crawfish and shrimp shells. So I want to know.
Oh, no.
I want to know, should I just chuck this up as a loss, or should I go to Texas and beat that big bitch ass for not sending me my fashion fair and my hair product?
I feel like you should charge into the game, because, like...
And just don't trust Tiffany for fashion fair or anything like that, or hair or anything like that, because she don't
come with other girls that you know, when you try to do that type of product or anything, that this is not the person that you use.
Right. So all you girls out there in Blog Talk that are listening and can hear my voice, do not trust Tiffany with your corn for no fashion fair makeup or no hair, because, girl, you're going to get yakky and you're going to get wet and wild.
A good old synthetic.
And she going to send you that Zuri.
Okay. We have two callers. We have two callers, and the first one is 903-749.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, Jason?
Not much. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm sort of confused because, well, maybe y'all can help me out. Do y'all know who's walking performance as a house?
For what ball?
I think it's called Party Monster Ball.
No, I don't, but I believe Jason or a representative for those people will be on. Wait a minute, do they have a commercial? Well, I couldn't even play all the commercials, so I don't know.
I just want to know who walking.
Well, if I don't know if they have a promotion right now, and I can't tell you that who's walking that ball, I guess you would have to find, just put it and go in the room and find out who's going to be there and who's going to walk that ball. That's
I'm
the best thing
I can
do.
Okay,
well, maybe
thank
one.
You.
You're welcome. I'll put you back on hold.
Well, speaking of not being able to do commercials, make sure everybody be in St. Louis on May 3rd for the Dynasty Ball. The Midwest Chapter of Ebony will be hosting it. And that Friday night, the Kings of the House of Ebony will be throwing a party in St. Louis. It's going down fucking diggity. Anyways, and June 14th, the Virginia Awards Ball. I will be there. You know, Amplivan, Bam, Ebony, they're going to be having a good time. I will be at the Purge May 25th. I want to get Purge, you know, since I didn't get Purge Sunday, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are a few balls that I know about, that I know I'm going to.
Okay, well, let me see something. Thank you, J-Rock. I'm going to, let me do this. And we'll keep talking. I mean, well, callers, press one, Tiffany, girl, you got me, but I'm going to get you. Because I want my coins. I want my fucking coins. I can get my own shrimp and crawfish, bitch. You owe me for my wet and wild. You owe me for my fashion fair and my hair products, bitch. I'm over here looking like
Fred. You might as well hang that up. You might as well hang that up.
I was trying to get ready for the Purge.
You only want to do that type of stuff when you got that type of, you know what I'm saying, and that's play money. Let me ask you this. The money that you sent her, was it gained by legal means?
Yes, honey, I work hard for my money, as daughter Thomas would say. What I do? Child, I did what I said I would never do. I sucked a little dick, ate a little, child, I did it all.
You can't claim that on your taxes, so that's not legal money, boo. I wouldn't try to call the cops.
Anyway, 832-491.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, bro.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Girl, just sitting here talking about how Tiffany's cheated me out of my fashion fair and my hair products.
Well, yeah, I disagree with the other two girls. You need a whoop a fat roly poly.
Wait a minute, while we got Prada on the phone while you working on the switchboard, bitch, let me tell you what happened to me Saturday.
So it's Jared, you're not going to your family house ball?
No, first of all, I don't normally go out, but we decided to go out. We called up my sister Prada. I was like, you know, put on your clothes. We about to go out. You know, sis got snatched and laid. You know, bitch was looking fab, you know, in a high
heels.
Well,
with my own products, it wasn't
with our own
from nobody else's line. I was snatched and laid on my own court.
Bitch, now Houston is big, so Prada lives in another goddamn city or town, but we're in the same city. I went to go pick her up, and the gas light came on, and I was, you know how you know how far you can go? So I was like, when I pick up Prada, I'm going to stop by the gas station. Bitch, Prada said, go to the gas station to the right, but I'm like, no, you know, fuck that. I'm going to the gas station on the left. Bitch, I made that U-turn, and the motherfucking car shook, and it stopped. Bitch, I got out the car, and me and my boyfriend was trying to push the car up. Prada trying to put it in neutral. Prada would not help us push that car, y'all.
Yes, Prada said I'm a lady, damn it.
Yeah, okay. I'm in some.
Prada said, but watch this. Prada,
six inch stilettos. What I look like?
Bitch, Prada said,
the car and the tray came running to my
feet. Yes, they did, bitch. My sister is real. She said, bitch, let me get y'all some help. Bitch, Prada stepped out the motherfucking car, snatched and laid. Tray came running. Y'all need some help. Y'all need some help. I'm like, bitch, before when she was in the car, you seen us kept rolling back because we kept going up on a hill, and the car kept rolling back on us. But soon as Prada stepped out that car, baby, the motherfucking tray came running. Then the battery went dead after that because we kept it on and shit. So then we had to get a jump from a different trade, New Orleans trade. They seen Prada. Y'all need to jump. Y'all need to jump. I'm like, bitch, this is real. Down. Hands across the board. I'm real Trey, bitch.
Girl, I don't know what you'll do without me, J-Rock.
Bitch, I would have been rolled over on that. We would have been dead. Bitch, I kept trying to pull it. Bitch, we bagged that motherfucker up and kept trying to push it up that hill. I'll never do that again. When that gas light come on, bitch, go to the gas station. Don't do that.
You don't even need to let that light come on.
I don't chance it.
I know, but I, you know, I don't know. That'd be my stupid ass, though.
So you're not going to, St. Louis?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, girl, you know, I'm going to have to do that gold turnaround.
What you driving or are you flying or what?
I might have to catch a flight, child. Because the captain is giving very much, I ain't signing shit. So I'm like, bitch. But I got to be in the Midwest. I got to be in
That's
the Midwest.
That's what I said.
It's supposed to be what it is. I was talking to my mother about it the other day. They said it's going to be over. So.
Clash of the Champions 6 presents Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Free ball. Saturday, July 19th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Other grand prizes include $1,000 for Butch Queen Trilogy. $1,000 for Butch Queen All-American versus European Runway. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance. 200 to 1,000 Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Realness. 750 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. $500 for Open to All Best Dress. $500 for Open to All Face. 250 for Butch Queen Sex Siren. And $200 for Butch Queen Executive versus Thug Realness. Again, that's the D-Up Clash of the Champions 6. Status Boys and Status Girls Reloaded. Saturday, July 19th. Location, Chancellor's Ballroom at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. Tables on sale now. 150. House seated in the order in which you pay. Your commentators include the icons Jack Mizrahi and Jay Blahnik. For more information, contact Father Hypnotic Blahnik at 704-231-6904. Or visit Facebook event page dated for July 19th. Also visit www.statusboys.com for more information.
I am sorry, y'all.
Somebody is drunk on that bitch, boy.
Please bear with me. I am doing
I said, wait a minute.
Okay, I'm like, hello?
Okay.
This thing just said mute and commercial started coming through.
Okay, I'm not doing this. If a commercial comes on, we will just stop talking and let the commercial play and then pick up when it's done.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
so the commercials is coming through when they want to come through.
Yes, apparently.
Jesus is coming back.
The annual purge has commenced.
What y'all think about Kenya fighting on Sunday?
What'd you say?
What y'all think about Kenya and Portia on Tango?
Okay.
I mean, I think Kenya was asking for it.
We have a private
call. I'm not saying it's right.
She got what she deserved. You talk shit, you get your head pulled.
Thank you.
We got a private caller?
Yeah, we have a private caller. I'm scared to bring him on.
Private callers. Do what you got to do.
Why was y'all scared to turn me on? Why was y'all scared to bring me on?
Hey, Becky.
Hey,
Becky.
Do what you said you was going to do, Becky.
What is going on, everybody?
I don't know, girl. None. I think the devil then took over my switchboard and, God.
A little something, you know, trying to get right for the evening.
Girl, we taking out Fem Queens one bag at a time.
Mm-hmm. One bag?
404-798, how are you?
Y'all a fool.
Damn,
I'm
what
sorry.
Are
you? Caller, how are you? Oh, I can't
I'm doing
make
good. How y'all doing?
We're fine. What's
what
going on?
Not much.
Are you calling in?
What
are
you calling
you, from? Yeah, you calling because you sent somebody money and you didn't get your product?
Wow. Nah, it's not that serious.
Prada.
So, Carla, what do you think I should do in this situation? I mean, I was really looking forward to that fashion fair makeup in my hair because I wanted to give my sister Prada a run for her money. But now all I got is crab shells and sea fish and sea monkeys. I don't understand. So I should just chuck it up as a loss?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Take it to Judge Mathis, bitch.
I'm going to take her to Judge Judy. Ooh. Thank you, Carla.
Baloney!
Yeah, the Carla found out y'all was a fool.
Okay.
Well, you sitting here with us, so that make you a fool, too.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. What did y'all think about that fight, though? I mean, I don't think, number one, I don't think King was wrong.
I mean, it wasn't a fight.
We're going to give Justin 10 minutes for this fight, and then that's it, because I don't want to talk about that hair pulling no more.
I'm team Kenya. My whole thing is this. That's the same shit that they've been doing for years. Like, they start shit. It's a whole bunch of shade, a whole bunch of fussing and fighting and stuff like that. They go back and forth all the time, whatever. Somebody got that in their feelings, and they got their feelings hurt, and then they want to pop and put their hands on somebody. I feel like Portia's getting what she deserves. Like, she should not be on the show. Anytime you can't take the heat of the situation, you don't need to be there.
Wait a minute.
Wait, please.
Okay, we're going to
go in order
if
you're calling
please,
in.
Please. Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Becky.
Thank
we,
you, so I'm
we just
go
not
going
to talk over each other.
Go ahead.
We just not
going to
talk over each other. Go ahead, Becky. You go first, then Portia, then Jay Rob.
I'm going to go before Becky. I'm going to
okay,
go okay?
Go ahead.
Okay.
So my thing about it is, for one, Kenya already know that was a sensitive topic, talking about that lady husband, and she don't know if she cheated on that man. Kenya don't know nothing. Kenya try to put on this front like she just a grand girl, like she coin. The bitch is broke. The bitch ain't got no man. Kenya don't deserve to be on a motherfucker show. So anyway, you know, I feel like Portia did what she had to do in that situation. You don't see Portia up there talking about how Violet died Velvet died. You don't see Portia making fun of nothing really personal to Kenya. You don't see Portia bringing up no personal stuff about Kenya. She just talk about her lying about her man and all of that, but that shit that she already put out to the public. And then Kenya took it overboard because Portia just smashed them drugs a little bit. The bitch wanted to say, oh, well, she assaulted me. She did not assault you, bitch. She pulled your hair. You act like she done beat you and gave you black eyes and all of that. Girl, bitch, bye.
Okay, well, let me tell y'all. I done seen a lot of views and a lot of Team Kenya and a lot of Team Portia. And I'm Team Portia, but, you know, at the end of the day, when somebody provokes you and, you know, you've had this time, throughout the whole show, this person always been messing with you and the season before that. And then on top of that, was a phony-ass bitch and was in the room with you, crying with you, talking about how they don't have no kids and this and this and that and all this other shit. Then skipping toward the reunion, you know, Portia, like Prada said, Portia was not messing with Kenya. She didn't say nothing. Well, she was saying she ain't see nobody man and the man ain't real. But other than that, when it all comes down to the nitty gritty, Kenya was supposed to get that ass whooped. I don't understand how somebody can be Team Kenya unless they like that messy shit. Because only a messy person would like Kenya, and that's just my opinion. Kenya needed more than that. But if you really look at it when it come on again, you need to see how Kenya turned her head to Portia like, bitch, come on and pull my hair.
My whole thing was definitely.
No,
Justin,
it's not your turn. Let Jay Rock speak. Let Jay Rock speak because you had the floor.
She need that ass whooping.
Yeah, first of all,
can I say who I want to drag like that? Okay, well at the end of this topic, can we just say who we will drag like that?
Who we
want to
drag like that? Oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't watch Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay,
so I caught the reunion like a replay, and I don't know what's going on between Portia and Kenya, but bitch, if you blowing a bullhorn in my face and I'm trying to talk, she better be glad she didn't get that bullhorn thrown down her fucking throat or beat with it. But I just live how the girl just dragged that bitch off the stage and left it at that. It was kind of like a bitch don't play with me. I bet she won't do nothing else to Portia.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna break it down. Hold on. I'm gonna break this down real quick. What you do to basic bitches, and I'm not talking about anybody on the panel tonight or whatever, but what you do to basic bitches is you get them riled up. The whole scenario from the couch scene was a situation for her to get Portia popped up like that. When you look at the situation when she initially got up off the couch and she was like, hit me and go ahead and get fired, she knew the outcome of what was going to happen in the first place. So
you can't really say that because you know you got your girlfriends that do act like that. Because I know if I was on that, Kane would have got that ass whooped. She wouldn't got no drag. Because if one thing about it, when I drag, I'm going to drag her to the man who made the show. I'm going to drag her to the cameraman. I'm going to drag her outside. I'm going to drag her everywhere.
Becky, at no point in time am I going to fuck up my money. I don't give a fuck what's going on.
At the end of the day, when you on that show, you make your own brand. You have your fans and you have the people who disrespect you and talk about you on social media,
that's true.
Type of stuff. At the end of the day, Portia, when she divorced her man, she didn't get no money, so she needed that show. But at the end of the day,
she's not pressed for no coins, baby.
What you say, Plata?
I say she not pressed for them coins like Kenya.
Right,
Kenya needs that job.
But it's everybody looking at a business aspect like, I want to fuck up my money, but at the end of the day, I'm going to fuck up my pride either. You're not finna keep reading me. You're not finna keep on disrespecting me.
I mean, the thing at the end of the day, they were both reading.
Because
they were both checking for blood.
You say I'm Team Kenya, but trust me, if you was in Portia's shoes, you would have fucked that bitch up too.
But no, we would have still been on that couch reading. That's the whole thing.
Not if a bullhorn is in your ear.
I mean, she can't
even. It didn't start at the bullhorn. It started with that scepter when she was like, girl, don't touch me with that
she
shit.
Had
like,
She had a fan last year. She had
the
props.
Fan.
That's
when
what
she
they
had
do.
The fan, no. When she had the fan, she was not messing with nobody. She just cut people off or she just opened and closed it. She didn't touch it. No fucking nobody with no fan. And was, no, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't that close to nobody to be touching her with no fan. So when she had that scepter and was about to hit the girl,
But I want y'all to think about something, because y'all, the reason why I say the bullhorn did play a part in it, y'all ever just been, you know, trying to talk to somebody, but they was loud, but they was loud, so you say, bitch, don't, look, lower your motherfucking voice, because you
ready
to fucking pop them at that point.
And you already
now,
don't
imagine,
like this bitch.
Right, now imagine a bullhorn saying, you are a whore, you are, bitch, you can't, bitch.
Yeah, talking
that
about
makes
you
want
on your husband, and that's not a valid accusation.
I've been trying to spark, I mean, but that's what you do, you spark that bitch, that's exactly what
then,
she did, she, She sparked.
And then
Kenya sparked
in
that
in the
bitch.
Middle, and her titty got pulled out a little bit.
Oh my God, man! I'll
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You, y'all look at that again. Y'all need to see how so scared Cynthia was.
I mean, if
Cynthia
anybody,
was
scared. Anybody should have
got
popped that couch ready to
hello,
fight with
hello,
Cynthia when her titty got
me?
Popped out.
Can y'all hear me?
I hear you,
Lou. We can now.
Okay, because somehow or another,
okay, now
I got
Jason
this.
Get her opinion.
I got disconnected.
Now, go ahead, Jason.
As what I was going to say before somehow I got disconnected is this. Before they went into that, a conversation was had between those ladies that y'all knew that was Portia, that Kenya was going to start some shit. They all agreed as grown women that she was going to start some shit and not fall for it. First of all, my problem is with Kenya. My problem is with Andy Cohen.
Oh,
you
yeah,
sat there and
him.
You stirred that pot. You thought that that scepter and you thought that that microphone or whatever the fuck you want to call it was cute and it was funny. See, he liked that coon foolery until it gets real. Because when shit got
mm-hmm.
real and she dragged her hair, because all she was doing was fixing her lace front. When she fixed her lace front, he got his face turned red as shit. And he was like, oh, no, these niggas is crazy.
Right.
So what Kenya got, you got. You open your mouth, she wrote a check, and she didn't have the money in the bank to cover it. So she got what she deserved. When you mess with somebody to a point, and I'm not a Porsche, I'm not pro Porsche, but that woman has taken so much from Kenya over the last 2 years that she could deal with. Then on top of Kenya, she had that woman from that play that was giving it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that faggot that she was married to giving it to her. So if she saw black for just a few minutes, I don't blame her for seeing black. What I blame her for was laying on that floor saying I embarrassed myself. No, you didn't, bitch.
She
you stood up for yourself for once.
She did. Because that's the thing. The
nah,
thing
she
about
didn't embarrass herself, baby.
That's a game.
The
whole
no,
show
no,
is a game.
You said
that whole
said
show
is
a game.
A
you have
bitch.
To be able. You have to be able to play that. You have to be able to play shady with the girls. Every time you
oh,
get around
God.
The girls and they start reading, it's not for you to click out like that.
But
it's
wait a
for
minute.
You to be
you
able to read.
The girls. You
well,
talking about the girls?
Well,
what about when Apollo? You
out.
Talking about the girls? What about when Apollo had attacked that other sissy? What happened with that?
That's a different. That's a whole different game.
Oh, that's the
they're
same thing.
Not
that's the
like
same thing.
Okay, guys,
same
we have a couple of callers, so let's let them chime
okay,
in.
Okay, wait, we didn't say who we wanted to drag, though.
Okay, well, well, Becky, who do you want to drag?
I want to drag that man, whoever did self and makeup for that Ooh. Ball.
Really,
because
Becky,
y'all let that man just sit down and play.
Really, Becky, okay. Private okay, caller, you're on the air.
This Portia.
You want a Portia?
Portia, girl, how you doing, girl? What you going to do for a paycheck now?
I'm going to whoop her ass again.
That's Alexis.
Thank you. Thank you, Portia. Portia. Portia, next time, girl, let me do it for you because I want a piece of that man. She remind me of Johnny, so let me do it for you next time.
Oh.
And, girl, and Justin talking about that Portia is a basic bitch. Kenya, basic bitch. Bitch, this all got to pay motherfuckers to be her boyfriend and stuff. Girl,
okay.
Please. That's the basic ass bitch right there.
Ooh.
And
wait
first
minute,
of all, I just want to say Velvet did not die. Velvet ran the fuck away because he knew that bitch was crazy.
Okay. And she was just giving Portia her praise at the play. Like, oh, you did such a good job, and then here she come with this foolishness.
Hmm.
No, but did y'all catch how everybody was on the couch trying to play it off? Because I keep telling y'all, like, Candy, Phaedra, and NeNe, they was laughing. Okay, Cynthia was scared. She said, do I need to move?
Yeah.
But the other three on the other couch, they knew that Portia, because they were saying in their mind, bitch, if that was me, I would have punched that hoe. So you see how they was laughing? They kept going,
yeah,
funny.
They
y'all
were trying so funny.
They was trying to laugh it off like, girl, she got this bullhorn, child. And they was trying to laugh it down to try to, you know.
But they had
it in
way. I think all of them really wanted to get up off the couch and do something to her, no shade.
I think
no,
they
Phaedra
all did.
A piece of
I think they all did, but the shade, the name of the game is ratings. And Kenya has brought ratings because my thing is she has been just like a person. Like, you remember when Omarosa was doing the shit she was doing, and she was like a villain on TV shows and stuff like that. I think it's the same thing, but she pulls in ratings. I mean, Porsha, to me, and I'm going to be honest with you, the only reason I can't really rock or ride with her at all is just for that Black History comment when she didn't understand what the Underground Railroad was. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that.
But
that's
how do y'all know that she
didn't
do that for ratings?
I can't
too.
Deal.
How y'all know they didn't practice that?
I don't know if she practiced it, but you couldn't have paid me to embarrass
her
that by itself was embarrassing. If anything, she should have been on the floor crying about
Becky,
that.
Becky,
I can't blame her for that, but because, bitch, I mean, the bitch probably just say no. Bitch, you know she a dumb blonde, bitch. She
so,
already
so
didn't know how
thing,
many...
Prada, this is the thing. If your grandfather, your parents or something like that, basically were part of the civil rights movement. They basically a part of Black history itself. And for you to hop up and say you don't know what the Underground Railroad is, bitch,
well,
please.
She didn't even know
South,
how many days
bitch.
Was in a year.
But Justin,
she didn't
Justin
even know how many
said,
days
but,
was in
but
a
Justin,
year.
Justin, I hear you. But she's not okay. I hear you. But if you went outside and you took a poll right now and you asked any African American or nigga that you see
age.
On the street,
ask the white
what,
people.
What is the Negro National Anthem? How many of them
they
can
don't
answer
know
that
it.
Question? If you ask,
we're talking about
ask,
the Underground Railroad.
There are a lot of people
who
don't know
the Underground Railroad. They would know what that is.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you don't know what the Underground Railroad is, you probably don't know what the Negro National Anthem is. I'm telling you, you got to. You will be. Oh shit! Lift every voice and sing. But
oh,
anyways,
that?
Yeah, you will be.
Oh my
see,
god.
You
see, if
would
I
be
said
surprised.
That, if I was on the show and I said that, I bet you I would have been popular like Porsha was popular.
I mean, she's known for being a ratchet hoe, so it is what it is.
But if I'm
what?
Saying, you'll be surprised. Don't nobody,
make her
nobody,
a ratchet
they don't do that at all.
Porsha is
what
classy,
her ratchet hoe?
Porsha is
she
classy.
Is very classy. I
and
mean, she ghetto at times. She ghetto, but all of them ghetto at their own time.
Mm-hmm. We have no, another
so
Robbie caller.
Hey, Potter Caller, how you doing?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Baby, how you doing?
Who the fuck? Is it me or who that?
Who is you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Pressed one.
I'm not sure if you, so I've been with somebody else. I'm sorry.
Listen,
I want to talk about the Kenya-Porsha fight.
Okay.
Yes, what's
look,
your opinion, caller?
How you doing? As a woman close to, in between both the ages, they are too old for the sandbox fighting.
Right.
Okay? Pulling hair is for babies. And they lucky somebody didn't break a hip. Okay? I'm tired of this circus. Porsha, too. I blame her because if you actually look at it, she jumped on Kenya first. Now, I know Kenya got a lot of mouth, but people are not going to allow you to just simply pull their hair because me, I'm invoking self-defense, and I'm going to do whatever I have to do. And people just have to stop that fighting because everybody's just not going to say, you can punch me, you can do what you want. People are using guns out here. If anything, that situation in Florida taught us, you can start a fight and get away with ending it in a murder. I'm sick of all that drama because it's not right. It's not professional, it's not classy, and both of them should go. I don't care if she was bullied or not. If she wanted to walk off the stage, she had that option. She did not have to do what she did. I don't care what props is being used, because in the real world, she would have been arrested on the spot if you or me would have did that shit.
Exactly.
They wouldn't have cared. So stop that madness. Get a life and get a job. Because if she can handle Cordell Stewart for 2 years, what she can't handle a bullhorn? Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, thank you, caller.
You are welcome.
Oh, thank you, caller. Well,
bye.
I think this is, and this is just my idea. For all you people, and I hate using that word, but I actually do like that word, you people. For all you people out there listening that are not in support of what Porsha Kenya did, stop watching the show. If everybody stopped watching that show, the ratings would go down and it would go off. The same way when Evelyn beat up Jennifer and everybody protested and signed petitions that they didn't want to see the Okoyoko show and Jennifer, and Evelyn, because of what she did to Jennifer. And that show never made, that show never saw the light of day, and that woman lost coins. then shut the housewives down. If you're tired of seeing our black women made to look like fools on television, stop watching it. But if you enjoy the drama, you enjoy seeing supposedly sophisticated black women beating each other up, keep on watching. And for all you Kenya fans, y'all can go ahead and vote for them. Go ahead and be fans of the second black Miss Ugly America and look for her.
Who asked Kenya? Should have beat like how Portia dragged her ass. She should have dragged that motherfucking lady that kicked her out of that house. That's who she should have dragged. But she want to try to start some shit with Kit Portia. But bitch, this bitch over here reading you on motherfucking social media, talk about how she kicked you out and called the police on you, but you trying to start with somebody else.
Right.
Happening at somebody
and quality of this cat, the only one. And that chump ass Cynthia, bitch, that's why your sister fucking your man. But but the only one quality is kept, the only person that I really am a fan of this season right now is Phaedra. Because Phaedra said that, and as much as Phaedra might have wanted us to not take that scepter and wrap it around that bitch throat, she sat there with her titties pursed and said, whore.
Exactly. I mean, that's what, Jason, I'm going to be honest with you. That's what you do. In a situation like that, where this is where I'm making my money, I'm going to sit there and we're going to read. We're going to read for blood. We're going to read to somebody want to put their hands out and went to that point, and I'm going to be like, security, and move on to the side.
Phaedra can't even read. She was trying to read Kenya, and she talk about and saying stuff under her breath. Bitch, everybody else was saying shit out loud. Portia, I mean, what her name is, Phaedra was like, yeah, you were her.
because
Phaedra, like, what did you say?
Because Phaedra is a true Southern belle. She's not going to stoop the so far though low to Kenya level. But Miss Kenya Hoare, she going to get hers. Miss Kenya Hoare, you going to get yours, girl. You and Brandon, whatever the hell his name
who
is.
Who's Brandon?
The light-skinned boy that got that Apollo beat the fuck out of him.
But I'm pretty sure he ain't talking to her ass either, because she's so phony when she was talking about him in the other country. She's talking about, well, he ain't going to beat me up like how he beat his ass. Y'all better catch Kenya. She be reading
the whole thing. It's a shady. It's about shade and it's about ratings. That's what it's about. I mean, if you didn't clock that from the beginning, that's what it is. Like, it's just all about that.
But it was before Kenya came on, it was not a shady show. Yeah, it was drama, but it was not shady. When Kim and Nene had their shit, it was never shade. It was always drama. Personal shit, but they were back being friends.
But didn't Cherie snatch some? Didn't Cherie snatch a wig?
Sheree.
Didn't Nene snatch a wig?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I wish you would.
Yeah. They snatched the league and they see us back.
Well, on that note, shout out to the chat room, to the Blog Talk chat room. Hello, Crystal Cash, Mr. Man, Paul Nurse, and a lot of you other guys
hey,
and girls that are in there. We are going to switch the topic now from this, because we could talk about Kenya Hoare all night long, and I don't want to do that, but this is trash talk. So if people choose to call in and they have something that they want to say because they don't listen on Mondays or they don't whatever, you have the opportunity that you can, but we are just going to switch the subject up and move on.
Did you say Kenya? Did you say Kenya Hoare?
Mm-hmm. Kenya Hoare.
Kenya Moore Hoare.
Hey, y'all, other bitches, stop. Jasmine said, can y'all please stop inboxing her?
Yes.
If you
have an issue with the show tonight, my Facebook name is Prince Jason Bridge. My brother is J-Rock Dupree. And if any of the other hosts of the show would like for you to have their inbox, you can have this. My name is spelled J-A-I-S-I-N, not J-A-S-O-N. That is so urban. Thank you.
Jason, you know who I thought you was the whole time, like me calling in the show?
Hmm.
I really thought you was Jason.
The makeup artist?
Right.
No, not that Jason. But shout out to Jason because his makeup is, he does wonderful makeup.
Hello?
I should have ordered my makeup products from him instead of ordering them from Tiffany.
Hello?
Yeah, I should have ordered my makeup from Jason instead of ordering it from Tiffany. I am mad about my fashion fair. I am so mad about my fashion fair. I could just snatch somebody's titty off. That's how mad I am.
Point him out. What is that? No, but seriously, where y'all get this story from? What's going on? I don't know where that came from.
Well, we're not going to name. We don't put names on it. But somebody evidently sent some money to somebody. And I'm gonna put it that way. To get, I guess, a car for a room.
Okay.
The car was declined. There was no money on it. And so the person wanted their money back. You know, and when they did try to get their money back, all they got was back was like $60. So the person made a post in the group. Like,
well, if y'all ain't saying names, if they did it already, y'all might as well just tell me who it was.
No, I'm not saying that name because I have a ball coming up.
Okay, y'all well, inbox me.
Hold on.
Inbox me because I need to know.
Hold on.
That's why you pay the girl half. You pay the girls half, and then when everything goes through and you lay your bed on that pillow, you send them out there.
Okay, see, Becky, that's how my thing is because, I mean, first of all, it's not about nobody being scared because we can just do this. Personally, somebody supposedly sent Amaya coins for Amaya to get them a room. I didn't know that Amaya worked for Priceline. So since Amaya worked at Priceline, girl, when I need rooms in Miami. So can you hook me up with a good rate? So apparently, the Priceline rate didn't go through. And a girl got mad, she went in the room, and she said what she said, and it's been going on all day long. But my thing is, I don't pay for services rendered until they've been rendered. But when you dabble, I guess when you walk a certain line, you do what you do. But that's like buyer beware. If you buy, a man tell you he's selling TVs, he's selling TVs on the street
but Jason,
corner.
But, Jason, it can't say buyer beware because also if they a bitch has sense, you would look at someone's work before you pay for it. You get what I'm
saying?
If somebody else has successful rooms, you go to whoever else has successful rooms. You know they don't have no problem, and you can lay comfortably in your room.
There are those out there that can give successful, you know, rooms and stuff like that. I don't know the extent of that person's work, because everything I pay for, I pay with my own. But
I ain't got time to pay for a price, so I don't know.
Well, what I've heard, you know, saying it's other successful ones out there, you know. Yeah. I just, I'm not, no comment. I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, no comment. Let's move to the next subject.
Right, so now it's up to me, it's up to the people. And you take it however you want it. Me personally, I feel like this. I did what I did for you. One hand washes the other. But my opinion is, Amaya girl, you was nice giving her $60 back because I would have paid it and kept on pumping.
But see, this is the thing.
That's
is it
the
with
price.
Me?
She didn't give it to us.
She just didn't take the whole thing off. She left them $60 to go do something for some food the next day. That was the deal.
But you gotta catch the bus back.
Yeah, the girl had took it off. She was like, "Oh, okay, I got my $60. I got this."
I mean, that's the chance you break. Just like, okay, if you order porno movies and they come and FedEx leave them and you get them, and then you waiting and you don't sign for them, you can call your company, because I've done it many a time, and you can call your company and say, I would like to dispute this $599 charge because I never received those movies, and I've gotten my money.
Thank you
See,
for telling me,
because
I'm about to be on the ordering spree right now.
Did you think I was going to tell my business on Monday night? No, that's not what it's about.
Bitch, I'm finna be ordering me some snatched and laid, bitch.
Yes, honey. I am guilty. Undergear will not do business with me ever again.
I don't think she's going to send me my money back, though.
I want the Bobby Boucher snatching leg.
The Bobby Boucher? Nice like this. I wish raindrops would fall.
Roger Smith, did you listen to what else I said? I said I would not, with a capital N-O-T, not, it's all not, do that. If I had to, when I call, let me tell you, for instance, the first year that I went to that Dominican Republic thing, me and my best friend, I kind of thought it was a scam. You send all this money in, and they not telling you nothing. So that final year, like last year, when all them people went to the Inferno DR and they got gagged, I knew that from then on, if that's where that event was going to be, I booked my own reservation, I booked my own rooms, and I booked my own flight. So when I got there, it was like, oh, hey, how you doing, Mr. Bridge? Yes, your room is right here, and it's ready for you. And I did my thing. Because, you know, I guess, I don't know if you all have it, but I have the spirit of discernment. And I know when something is legit and when something is going to be like, child, you really want to do that? You really want to take a chance with that? No.
I'm just not going to no foreign country.
Right. I'm just not going to. I mean, when I'm making a reservation and I'm letting somebody else make a reservation for me, after they call me back and they say I've done such and such and such and such, do you know what I do? I get on the phone and I call that same hotel or I call that same place and I call to confirm it. And I'm like, okay, they did what they did. They did what they were supposed to do. And that's cool. But,
in a word to the wise, all those girls who want to do rooms and want to get there 3 days later or before, you want to do it beforehand. I think I would do it beforehand before all the stunt girls get there and then want to approve all the rooms, because when you do call in and make sure that everything went through, they're gonna be like, well, why is everybody coming up here with the same story? Like, why I gotta press this box? Why do I have to make sure this reservation is up? Everybody call with the same story. Y'all gonna get clocked.
To answer your question in the blog talk room, work bitch, no. Some of them people have yet to get their money back from that Dominican Republic trip.
Damn.
and it's almost time to go to the Dominican. Yes, bitch, that motherfucker need to be dragged. Now that's the bitch that needs to be dragged.
It was a ball in a. Wait, what happened?
Okay, well, Titty Punch. During Labor Day weekend, some people go to Atlanta, but the older, more conservative or the bougie girls, they were now going to the Dominican Republic.
Girls.
They were going to this. Well, no, because I didn't stunt my trip. Thank you very much. They go to the Dominican Republic for Gay Pride weekend, and it was cute for the first couple of years, but then the last year, he decided that he was going to do a magic trick. And the day of the trip, when people started to arrive in the Dominican Republic, when they went to check in, they gagged when they was like, you have no room here.
Say it again, Jason.
You have no room.
We have no room for you. So people were sleeping on the. Some people had to. People had to sleep on the beach. People had to make other accommodations, and they were going to be. Now some people were fortunate enough that they had money on credit cards, and they called their credit card company right away, and their credit card company put the money right back on their card, and they were able to stay. Where other people, they were sleeping on the beach, they were sucking dick in bushes to try to find a room.
Okay.
I can't. Ooh, child, just thinking about it. Ooh, just thinking about it makes me laugh.
You gotta use what you got to get what you want. What you would have did, Prada?
Take a selfie.
But then my question is this. Okay, what happens to the girls? Okay, here we go again. This is another question. Well, it's Trash Talk Tuesday. What about this? You pay all your money, you get your effect ready for this ball, and you done gave this man your $30 for this ball, and then at the last minute, it's no ball. He ain't giving you your $30 back.
He need to be dragged.
See, if you were smart,
well, see, you know,
If y'all were smart,
I'm like, if I walk into the ball,
I walk and I look at everybody. I see if everybody's standing up. I see if it's some seats. I say what category is it on and stuff like that. If y'all don't go in and ask no questions and y'all get nothing gagging, they be like, all right, thanks for coming out. This is so-and-so-and-so. Bitch, that's you.
Oh.
Don't gag.
Well, I've done that before.
I went all the way to New Orleans. Y'all gotta let Prada talk, y'all.
Go ahead, bro.
Okay. Bitch, Miss Drakeson had cut me out, bitch. But yeah, like, you know, I mean, I don't trust people with my coins. So if I don't know somebody that knows somebody that know that they can get the shit, then I'm not playing with it. I'd rather use my own coins and get me where I need to go versus trying to put my trust in somebody else. Cause like, even when it comes to like the Greyhound, like I really don't even care to do Greyhound no more. Cause who wants to wait until your bus almost about to leave for the person to do the ticket? You ain't got time for all of that. I'll just go and get my own way to the elevator. No shade.
That's why I do business within my house, them bitches can't run. They can't leave the house.
Right.
But if they leave the house, you know, you gonna know where to find them. But
that's just like J-Rock Ball. I went all the way to New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
To go to J-Rock Ball.
Okay, Marcus.
And I get there, and wasn't nobody there. But I ain't call J-Rock and say, bitch, I need my $679 for my airfare, my hotel, and paying for your ball. I need my money back. Because that's my brother.
No, you went to carry on at that Mardi Gras. That's what you did.
That's what you did.
That's what I said. She still got a chance to Montgomery while she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
she was in Rawhide.
Oh, she sure was. She sure was in Raw.
As mad as she was, she took all that anger on that dick.
I can't deal with y'all.
Before we get any messier, because I was not able to play the announcement or the advertisement, this show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible.com. So if you have not downloaded your free trial, please do so. But I know y'all bitches, not only don't y'all read, y'all don't even listen.
But back to the money situation, that's why I always get my coin to Prada. I'd be like, sis, I need to wait till the ball to go to money. Because I know my sis going to watch my money.
Mm-hmm.
We going to get that in. We going to have somebody say trust the plug.
Yeah, I don't trust Prada. She going to buy them wigs and stuff with her head with that money now.
Mm-hmm.
She going to be gagged when this time is up. She going to be like,
well, child.
Oh, J-Rock, you a sugar daddy now?
Oh.
I'm a hard-working woman.
Mona says you a sugar daddy now.
Damn.
Nah, he ain't no sugar daddy. His boo thing work.
I'm so glad somebody that really know me know what's going on.
Oh,
but why would
right.
You know, people just saying talking shit.
People just having fun. They just mad because they ain't got no lover.
Yeah.
I forgot to do this last night, but shout out to Armani 007. Ooh, girl, you need to call in and tell me about that. When did you become a 007, Amari?
She's not a 007. You talking about Armani?
Armani, yeah.
She at Revlon.
In the gup?
Well,
no,
it's, I'm
not.
Looking at it right now, and it say 007.
She got Armani from the gup, though?
Yes, Houston, Texas.
No, she's a Chanel.
She got two different pages. I mean, yeah, she's a Chanel. She got two different pages.
You know how Facebook won't let you change your name back?
Okay, well, shout out, Armani. I didn't give you a shout out last night. I just gave it to you. I take the 007 off. Okay.
Okay, you're going to get her in trouble with her new house.
I had called her in the wrong house. I'm so sorry, Armani girl.
But he is a that's mm-hmm. That's one of them. Let me shut up. But they could get it.
shout
so
out.
So how did everybody spend their Easter?
Well, you know,
girl,
like I said, I was looking for them eggs in my house.
From last year.
Yeah.
I went to praise and worship.
I went to praise the Lord. I went and saw my folks and had like Easter meal and everything like that. It was good. Like I was glad to get out there.
I sat here and watched the Bible and got saved all over again. I can't keep watching that stuff. It be making me feel bad. Especially when
Why do they make it feel bad?
Because when they be beating Jesus and he be carrying the cross and dropping the cross and all that, I be just feeling so convicted and wanting to cry. And now
well,
I want
girl,
to be
when
baptized.
I had stopped asking out of Christ, I had boo-hoo cry, baby.
Does it make you want to be straight?
Who?
No, I said that it makes me feel condemned as in the things that stuck
no.
doing.
I'm already straight, baby. So I'm a woman and I like men, okay? I'm a woman and I like men, so keep it cute.
Ooh.
See, I don't recall watching The Passion of the Christ and what happened and what went down, but I know when I went to go look at it, this lady, because I was a child when I seen it, and this lady who was sitting next to me, she was just crying. She was grabbing my clothes, and I didn't even know her. She was grabbing my clothes like, oh.
Girl, I had cried on that movie too, no shade.
Yeah, I cried like the
again.
First couple of times
watch
I watched it when I realized when I was like, okay, he went through a lot so that I could be a sinner.
He went through a lot, baby.
But
I spent my Easter.
What did
I
do? I cooked. I did so many drugs now. I don't even know what I was doing. But I cooked. Then I hung out with my family. They got on my nerves at the egg hunt, so I left.
I ate the dinner that Bishop sent me in the mail.
Why you ain't taking no pictures of your food?
That was another thing I did. I am so grateful. Thank God that everybody that read my post that chose not to post pictures of your paper plates in that food. Thank you, Bishop, because I was truly going to block you. Because some of the meals that y'all have during the holiday that y'all call meals, I would not feed to men in prison on death row.
Damn.
Well, Bishop froze me up a plate and sent it to me on FedEx, and it was pretty good.
Bitch, and you still alive.
But I've been shitting for 3 days, bitch.
Ooh. I want to give a special shout out to all the horses because this is our season. Happy birthdays to all the horses. Woof,
yeah.
Woof, woof.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is
new
season. Horse stand up. You can't tell.
What's the name of what's your zodiac?
What's my zodiac?
This is the season.
This is Taurus season.
This is Taurus season. Me and Jason is Tauruses. This is the loving season, the caring season, the
right.
compassionate
no,
season.
No, it's about Aries. Sorry.
That season already came, and that was with the Capricorn season.
Please.
No, child.
You ain't a Taurus. You ain't nothing at all.
The Capricorn or the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, baby, okay? Catch that
I
dirt.
See y'all the beginning and the end.
Yes, Lord.
Y'all just some goats. That's all. Goats.
y'all just some bulls, honey. That's all.
Okay, we the dominant bulls.
Okay.
Nah,
dominant.
You ain't dominating shit.
Who?
This is I'm a who on your ass with my mother. I say they not dominating shit.
You exactly right.
Oh.
I know Kenya Moore not over there talking.
Let me get my
Kenya
fan.
Moore for you.
I'm going with the wind
fast. Yes, because you is
okay,
gone
with
the
wind fast.
Twirl, bitch, twirl.
Okay,
not twirl, honey.
Not only did Brendan not come to help you, Lawrence got his pocketbook and he said, "Girl, you by yourself."
But guess what? You're fired. Hit me, get fired.
Bitch,
you're
but
fired.
No shade. The Porsche was beat. No shade.
Okay.
I will say this.
Yeah, that
Porsche
boy Tokyo shit. Really did her hair. He had that bitch snatched and laid.
Porsche
yeah,
shit.
She was snatched and laid. Her new titties was sitting pretty.
Yeah, Porsche's tits
yeah,
was on fire.
And you know
Porsche,
she had to be recovered how
yeah,
she dragged
Porsche's
that bitch.
Tits. She was like, "You want to smell them?" I was like, "Yeah, bitch, I want to smell them."
Okay, her dress and everything was on, bitch. It was
but
good.
Her titties
kind
of
looked like how those pimp queens be in their titties now. It was so circular.
They were so far apart.
So let me ask y'all. I ordered candies. Play. Yeah, do y'all right. think it's gonna come?
Yeah, I think it's gonna come. This is what I would say about candy. Candy is. I think Candy is a real businesswoman, and I don't think you know what I'm saying. She's not like some of those people.
I was so disappointed.
Yeah, she had a lot of good celebrities in her play.
Yeah, that's why.
But I was
why
so disappointed because she wasn't singing like Candy. She was she was nervous. I think because that was her first night or something. But she was like,
well, she's probably nervous because it was about her mama and her mama was there.
But did you see how her mama was looking when the lady was talking? Like, you ain't
yes,
got no
mama
job.
Yes, Joyce was not. Baby, Mama Joyce was
not having.
No
even
job.
Though at the end she was like,
no
yeah,
job.
I like this. Bitch, Eddie LaVert said, you really like this.
Well, I just thought that was like, that was so unfair. That was just shady and impersonal. You don't know that
okay.
woman like that to be asking her, you really like that?
Baby,
he is a celebrity.
He iconic. Okay, he is iconic. He can ask that bitch whatever he want to ask her.
But is that the same Mama Joyce? Is that same Mama Joyce? Hold on.
No shade. Y'all talking about Nene be high. I think Mama Joyce be on some motherfucking
I think Mama Joyce be on that Crown Royal.
I think Mama Joyce be on that candy paycheck, though. That's what
Camille
Jones
be on. Did y'all see the preview for that? When Candy say, well, what is this about? You had credit cards in my name that I didn't know about. Now, bitch, now when your mama stuck on your name, that's some shit.
Okay.
She said, baby,
that's
I got a house. You see this ring right here, 18K, whatever she said.
Yes, she was
Prada,
like
what did she say, Prada?
But she said, I got a house. Paper. You see this ring on my finger? 18 carats, baby. What's up? That's what I'm talking about. I'm like, damn, she's so ghetto. Mama Joyce is, I don't want, but she didn't
get
that.
Her daughter money. That's
she
why she don't want no man taking
tonight.
Over. She don't want no man taking that
Wait a minute. On another subject, because I was looking at TV, bitch, Cora is small as a motherfucker.
Oh, is that who she's supposed to be, Cora?
No, Tamla Mann on the new Madea play?
Wait a minute, that's not Tamla Mann.
Yes, that is.
Wait a minute, the Madea, but Bad Neighbors, that's Tamla Mann?
That's Cora.
Bitch, what the fuck was she smoking?
Hold on, look at the trailer.
I swear that was Cora. That had to be Cora.
I kind of thought, Tyler Perry went and found somebody. I thought it was like Tyler Perry went and found somebody that resembled her. But I was like, okay.
Yeah,
but
what's
the name of the old new play?
I don't think Tamala got that smile that quick.
My Neighbors from Hell.
Yeah, Neighbors from Hell.
Baby, that looks like
Cora. I think Tamala got that smile that quick.
And
like,
if you're looking for a good birthday present to get me for April 24th, which is my birthday this Thursday, you can get me that. You can buy that for me because I refuse to purchase Tyler Perry plays because I don't really see him like that.
So
but
me either.
For my birthday, I want Michael Jackson's new CD to drop on my birthday.
Okay,
my birthday
I'll get that for you. If that's what you want, I'll get that for you. Soon as Tiffany sent me my fashion fair.
This is what I'm going to tell you about that fashion fair. I want you to charge it to the game. Anytime you do anything
Baby,
in the street.
Why would you get fashion fair from her when she go get MAC makeup? Bitch, no, man.
Because I don't believe that that's MAC she be wearing. I be thinking that circus makeup that Tiffany have on.
That's jewelry, baby. That is jewelry.
I y'all think I'm playing. I think Tiffany be wearing that Wet and Wild.
Some Wet and Wild is good now. Now Missouri. Now I don't know about the Missouri girl.
Pancake 21, bitch.
My Christmas cash. My birthday is April the 24th. Yeah, but when I first came out as a Butch Queen and drag, bitch, Wet and Wild was my best friend.
That ain't
okay.
no Cora.
Because I didn't know no better.
That's not Cora, Justin.
No, that's not Cora. I knew that
I
wasn't
told
Cora.
You. I told
bitch,
you
I was so happy for her.
So did anybody watch that Tori and Dean show tonight?
No, because I stopped liking Tori when 90210 went off.
When I tell you I try my best to watch it, because I know that Wendy, we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet
what
that
happened?
Show almost made me doodle on myself.
Oh, no. Why?
Because how the show was...
That's how they do it on herself.
Oh my goodness.
I wasn't ready for that.
Why was
because
it that good?
Was
it that
up,
good? Was
how,
it so that good?
No, it was so draining. It was so because of how Wendy Williams and other people make the story sound like, oh, she cheated on him, and she's coming out with a new show. She's going to explain everything and so and so. The show is retarded. She's basically commentating what's happening and how she feels, and then it's like a Family Guy. You know how Family Guy be like, well, Peter, it's like, Peter, remember that time when you so-and-so and so-and-so
did
this show?
She commentating or she narrating?
It's commentation. It's the same thing. See, I had a Porsche moment. You trying to? I'm gonna get popping off of you, Prada. You better shut up, girl. You ain't nothing. Bang, girl.
That show comes on.
She's not really narrating because, like, I'm pretty sure the producers or whoever it is asking. You know how Housewives of Atlanta, when they come and talk about spell C O M M E N T A S H O N.
Well, at least you attempted. Portia didn't attempt to play herself at all, then.
No, you know why Portia got mad? I believe Portia got mad because she tried to spell it in her head.
Yeah,
when she
God,
didn't get it
okay.
together.
Didn't you see them eyes go up?
She was
like, eyes go up like, okay, bitch, self. I got you. Okay, we have a caller, 231-571.
My fault.
You're on the Love Club.
You're on the Love Club. My fault.
Welcome to the Love Club.
Wait.
It also like you got no
phone
right
now. Yeah, you got to put it back on hold.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
He said, bitch, my bad.
Bitch, my bad.
Can you please put him back on hold?
I'm trying to. Switchboard acting like a biatch. That white woman is not.
Hello, bro.
He said, I said,
it's
my
not his fault that he does not know Mary had a little lamb.
Baby, I am watching Dance Moms and these little.
Oh, my God. I
down.
Love Dance Moms. Oh, my God, Becky. I love Dance Moms. But let
why
me ask you this.
Them?
Okay, did Tori and Dean come on at the same time as the Basketball Wives?
It came on at 10 o'clock.
Oh, because, honey, I want to go to L.A. and smack the shit out of Jackie Christie.
That's a bitch. That's the bitch that need to be dragged.
She don't need to be dragged. She don't need to. Miss Sunday, her protege, she needs to be under the jail.
They both.
Because all she doing is feeding off of Jackie's energy and coming into the circle acting more like Jackie. You know how you have that new friend that you bring to the ballroom scene, and when she get a hold of Shade, that's when she start acting like Shade. You like, girl, where the fuck you get this shit from?
Mm-hmm.
That's how Sunday is acting. That's why
Dre
beat that ass.
Jackie's so
retarded. That's
why she ended up with that
black ass.
One minute
she like, fuck
them bitches, and then the next minute she like, oh, well, I really do care about her. I really thought she was my friend.
You had to catch that when she in her confessional, and she be like, well, you know what? I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of it, but you know what? I really did like Malaysia. I really like Malaysia, buddy. You know what?
I'm hurting. I hope one day we can get this taken care of because I really like her.
I really
thought she was my friend.
But when
she said
I would call her if I was on my deathbed before I call you, I said, now that's some shade.
Malaysia told her how it was, bitch. She told that bitch
how
the fuck it was.
And then how Malaysia sat her down at the end, I feel like that was so classy and so ladylike.
And she, yeah, that's how you walk out the room, honey. And for that other girl, what the other girl name is, who was like, well, I thought you heard her. See that?
British.
I really thought British, I think British really thought she did hit her, but she wasn't like how Jackie did when Jackie was like, oh, she not wretched, Drea.
But
she not wretched.
But British wasn't sympathetic.
Yeah, no, she wasn't
laughing the whole time at the situation, and she was still trying to back up Sunday talking about, you can't be mad because you were talking about her pussy and that girl.
But she wasn't around when she
said,
was crying. Like that, when she was like confiding in somebody.
That damn British is just like, why is she on
that? That's why her man be cheating on her.
But you know what? That's how people look at Portia. They like, why is Portia on the show? When Portia has more meaning than British does on that show, because all British want to do, she was a some bitch that got out the ghetto who just put her on the show. She was just so happy at the beginning.
She be just like, she do unnecessary shit. Like, she don't. Like, after they had went up to their room, she had to go up there. She didn't have to go up there. She could have just stayed down there with Jackie and Sunday. My boyfriend got me watching
this
shit.
Oh, see, I feel like I'm the one in the middle.
Girl,
do
y'all watch Dancing Dolls?
Hello. Do we watch what?
No, ma'am.
Dancing Dolls.
No, God.
Come on, bring it,
that do.
No, it's a reality show. It's almost like Dance. It's almost like Dance Moms, but the woman is black and she is ratchet.
She ratchet.
And she's
ratchet. You talking about Bring It?
No, it's
bring
called
it.
Dancing Dolls. It's called Bring It.
Called
I thought it was called
Bring
called
It.
Dan-
it's
oh.
called Bring It. Yeah, I was Bring It.
The group is called Dancing Dolls.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, that's why I call it Dancing Dolls.
Baby, I am watching Wendy Williams right now in this circus on Lay. These bitches ain't playing.
Okay.
See, that's what I'm supposed to be. Oh, well, y'all behind.
That's the moment I
got. But yeah, I've been watching Bring It religiously, Jason. That's my shit.
Sound J.
Wait a minute, what the fuck is these hoes doing on the damn
this hoe swinging these things around on motherfucking Wendy Williams?
Yeah, they not playing. Oh, you missed
that's,
it.
That's how my pussy sling, though.
Oh, no.
Do your pussy hang low? Do it wobble to the flow.
Okay, 231-571, you're back. Please.
Come on
out with this. Come on out with this.
Hello?
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 If you're calling in from your computer, you need to back away from your computer because of echo.
Caller.
And you're gone.
Like I said, like Jasmine, and you're gone.
And you're gone. Snap,
no, like Kelly. Oh, no, nah, bitch. Like Kelly, nah, bitch, we ain't having this shit tonight.
Okay.
Okay, girls, y'all want to play?
But the only person that I think, you know what, the only person I think that was really time enough for Jackie was the girl that slept with Shaq. The one of the sisters, was her name Gloria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she was, because, baby, when she went digging and got the tea from the daughters and all of that, I was like, yes, she's about to let Jackie have it.
You talking about Laura?
Oh, her name is Laura. Okay.
Gloria's her sister.
Yeah. Did Gloria and that dude ever, did they stay together? Because I know they were supposed to be breaking up or something like that.
They got married, and that's why they not on the show, was because when they got married, they wanted the cameras there, and the cameras wanted to be there to record the wedding, and they was like, no, this is private. We're not doing this for the show. So the show gave her, okay, well, then you're not doing the show.
She was born anyway. She was so born.
I really don't know where they were born. But I mean,
Jennifer.
Yeah, I miss Jennifer, but aren't they supposed to be coming back for Basketball Wives?
Yeah, but I think they're supposed to be moving into somewhere else. But
I don't think
they're
gonna have Jennifer on that though. You know,
yeah, Jennifer moves. Because the Jennifer was a liability. She was too much of a liability because she was fooling bitches.
But my thing is, they mad at Jennifer because Jennifer was right from the start. She said Jennifer wasn't being our real friend when Jennifer warned her about Ocho Cinco, and then now what happened? You done got your ass beat. Now you going from man to man trying to be a social climber, bitch.
Oh, no. What Evelyn did, Evelyn did the right thing, though. She went and locked herself down a baseball player that's worth $350 million and had a baby. So,
okay.
But that's after she got her ass knocked when her best friend was trying to save her from that relationship in the beginning.
See, that would have really woke social media up if Portia would have had motherfucking buddy Kenya.
See, you know, y'all be at my girl. Y'all can't take her.
But Becky, that's a lot of head to butt.
Jason.
Look at Portia, though. I mean, even if she did have, she wouldn't have the common sense to do
Before I forget, you got to go see The Quiet One.
I was going to go see that this weekend. I'm going to see that. It don't start here till this weekend.
What is that, J-Rock?
You go see what?
It's a scary movie.
Oh, it looks like it's going to be evil.
Girl, we need to go see The Other Woman this weekend.
I like white people movies like that.
So do y'all think, because I guess this is going to be Tabloid Tuesday tonight, so do y'all think that Chris Brown is going to survive in jail if he gets jail time?
No, ma'am.
He already getting jail time, right?
It keeps getting postponed. The trial keeps getting postponed.
He a celebrity. He not going to get treated like the other celebrities.
He better call up T.I. or Lil Wayne and see how they survived in there.
I feel bad for him.
Because he got a big dick, he better use it to the best of his ability.
Well, he don't mind taking pictures and showing you that he got meat.
He better say, bitch, if you want to lay next to this dick, you got to protect me, bitch. I'm scared. That's what he better do.
I don't think he's scared, you know.
What's the difference between prison and county? Because I don't know the difference. What's the difference between prison and county jail? And county
prison
jail,
is that like
federal jail where they get to play tennis and go bowling and
stuff?
No. Prison is more hardcore. That's where you really got the people that be getting into all the fights and shit. When you in county, like majority of the time, the people all be in one big old cell. Especially if they're in a bunk bed.
Like Orange is the New Black.
Oh, child. Oh, no. No, no, no.
Like life. Like how they was in life.
No, no privacy. People watching you shit. Oh, no.
Right.
When them lights go off,
you can't beat off because the person across from you like, what you doing? What you over here?
They ain't saying what you doing. They jacking out with you.
Okay. Let me watch.
I would love to go to jail if it only meant that I could go home because I would go there.
Do you use a sock under there? What you using under there? You got some tissue? Yeah, you going run it now, Chris Brown.
Let me see if you can. But, I mean, I don't think he's scared. I mean, the motherfucker, he crazy. He do Tina and all of that. So, I mean, you know, he kind of psycho. I mean, if he can fuck Rihanna up and throw windows out of chairs and have fights with him and her.
Oh, no, y'all. Like, men, them be the main niggas that get in jail and turn into bitches.
Okay.
He's crying for attention.
Oh, my God. I just thought about it. If you have not watched the first episode of the new season of the Boondocks, please.
Hold on.
Can I fuck your wife?
Yes, you going to get life.
I want to fuck your wife. I forgot how the song went.
Oh, new music. Future got his new album out.
Oh, yeah.
Who got a new album out?
The album is Honest.
When I tell you him and Sierra need to put out a sex tape, fuck me.
So.
I
has anybody really downloaded that whole sex tape yet? Because it is dry.
What channel the Boondocks come on?
Cartoon Network. Adult Swim.
I'm just doing a search for it right now. See if the episode already out.
And Dexter's Alive.
What episode?
The new episode.
It already came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just doing a search.
Oh.
So, Jason, what kind of work you do that you was that you be finding there about information, girl?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's Kenya Red Mugshot and this and this and that. And, I mean, Portia.
girl.
You know. You were just Googling shit or what's
mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, I still haven't seen Portia Mugshot.
I'm just asking because even when he came to my brother, you know, you dated very much. You know, if J-Rock did, let me look his name up so I can find where he had located at and call his office and his fortune. And I'm like, we
I did that.
I'm talking about Justin.
Oh.
Who? What now? I never did say that.
Girl, you did say you was going to call and look for J-Rock information to see if it was true.
I never did say that.
Girl, yes, you did when they made that post in that group when they said J-Rock was dead, honey.
I never did say nothing like that.
Girl, yes, you did, girl.
Why y'all trying to...
This picture that J-Rock just tagged us in, would you suck this man balls for $5,000?
Hold on.
Oh, God, he's resting his learn. So, it's probably little kids. How long do I have to do it? For the half hour. For the half hour? Yeah, for the half hour. It's $5,000, sis. You gonna do it? I give him a hand job.
No, them sack of balls, that's sick and not right there. What, you got to suck them?
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna do it. Give me some when I get done so we can go shopping. I'm not gonna be able to do it for the vine. That's all we got to do with the balls. Yeah, no, whatever that's sticking out, them balls right there. Okay, I got it. I even do a little for $5,000 more.
Yeah, I do it for the $5,000.
No, because since you know what we're going to do, all you got to do is suck the balls, and while you sucking the balls, I'm going in the for the credit card. So why you just distract him.
Nothing to play.
We going to the mall.
I ain't going to be. I'll give him a hand, y'all. That'll
nah,
be about
I,
it.
I ain't going to the mall, bitch. I'm putting it right on the savings, bitch.
I'm going to spend half. We going to shop it with half.
Let's get a green
card. Bitch.
It's just my sister put me up on it. I'm gonna have to give her a little bit of something just cause, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you gonna have to give her a finder's fee and give her a finder's fee?
Hell yeah, that's what you do.
Them balls is huge.
You gonna be sucking them balls? He gonna be after you suck them. Then after you suck them balls, you gonna have to dry.
I give her $5 and put the other $4,995 in the savings.
Okay.
You like a slow roasted turkey though. Oh, J-Rock, you keep tagging me in this shit.
Just as long as you know.
Wait a minute. Girl, you got Grace Jones' son. Did he tag y'all in this picture?
Hold on.
This is on
Jack. I'm pulling up now.
This is Grace Jones' son, bitch. And then Chaos Mizrahi had liked it. I think he liked this type of shit.
Oh, that's the one who made that video with his shaking his ass. And, oh, great, he got his meat out naked iron. Lord Jesus.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Wait. He the one who made the song? Or that's one of the people that was in the song.
And
what song? I mean. You talking about the rapper who was like, he like eating ass and sucking that dick?
No.
He posted a video in
the ballroom group, and he was like just dancing.
Oh,
that's nasty.
Who, Trey Songz? Let me go look. But what I want to find, what I find, oh my God, who is this with this thong going in? Oh Lord,
girl, that's the girl from that video.
Not that pussy though.
Did
y'all see me in my picture? Did
y'all
see me
in
my
dances from the video?
What picture?
I had took a picture with Throw That Boy Pussy.
Oh no, I ain't see that picture.
Where he was at?
He was at the club by her on Saturday.
Did he do his song?
Nah, they played it, but he didn't do it. But it was a lot of girls in there trying to throw that boy pussy on him though.
I wouldn't blame. I do not blame him.
I was like,
Oh,
hold on, let me
Lord
see sure if they are.
I'm about to kill J-Rock. Take a minute.
Well, y'all, it is now. We have now reached the 1 o'clock hour.
Come on, boys.
Let's get down to the day, Granny.
We need to get some intro music so when we get ready to start Butch Queen out with some real sexy music.
What y'all gonna get? Y'all gonna get Naima's favorite song?
What
Dick
is
tastes
it?
Good. Dick's
what's
delicious.
What's Naima's favorite song?
Dick tastes good. Dick's delicious. So in two flavors.
Damn, I forgot. I had some. It was a lot of stuff that I had thought about over the week that I wanted to talk about for Bush Queen Hour, and I wrote it down, but I don't even remember where I put it. But I think I was talking to Justin and Dev at one point. Do you remember
that's
anything?
That's why y'all never call me.
Because I don't have your number. You got inboxes to me.
It's on my page.
Because it's on your page. Girl, you be getting your number? Mm-hmm. Child, I would never. Then you have people like Bishop calling you just to be calling.
No, I don't know. They don't call me, baby. They don't call me. I don't talk to people, baby.
Mm-mm.
Not that pussy, but.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
When I come on, can y'all play a song for me? I want y'all to play this song. Hello?
We listening.
Hold on.
Hello?
Hello, everybody.
Well, Becky, I'm going to have to share this with you. You have to be with the family for longer than, because girls come and go so quick around here, like
okay.
The Wizard of Oz, that you have to be here with us for at least 3 months before we even think about giving you, because look how long Justin and Prada been here, and they don't have an intro yet or music. But
I've been around for years. Sir.
Right, Prada been around for years, so Prada is next on the list to get music. But what I can do.
Wait.
So, Becky, whenever you get ready to come on, before you speak, since you're my friend and you coming on Tuesdays, since you call in private, you need to inbox me and say, Jason, that private caller that just put up 1 is me. So when I unmute you, you can play your own music if you want to play your own music. And then I say, hey, Becky's on the line. So that's what you can do, okay?
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Because every week I'm going to have a new song.
Oh.
It's going to be real hot.
Okay, now back to Justin, because Justin seemed to be a little pressed over there, girl.
Hoping to get you.
Now, Miss Justin, girl,
hey.
I've been here before your time, girl. I'm going to break it down like this. I've probably been on the phone every day, pressing
mm-hmm.
1, but, baby, I listen. I've been calling in faithfully for
look,
years.
Prada, I'm going to break it down even further like this. When my show got canceled that I was on beforehand, I was here, and I was here when Tom was here.
Who?
So I've been here longer, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not
yeah,
worried about it. I don't want no intro. I'm good. Like, I'm 7, good. I'm really 7, good.
773-773-778. You're on the air.
Are y'all really going through it about music? It's her.
Well, if I'd known that was you, I would have let you sleep.
You could have woke her up, you know. Bitch, you called me like a bold
Dad, since I have you on the line, you was telling me earlier... You was complaining to me earlier about that you sent some money to somebody for some Subway subs and you never got them, and you didn't
I'm
know what to do.
I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, because Devin is snatching late.
Girl, real tight.
Snatching late.
But Devin.
Yeah.
I mean, you should give Jason back his money, you know, at least.
I'm going to fuck you up. I can't.
How was Indiana, Devin?
Huh?
Can you about
How
to
was
get
Indiana?
Again?
You said Indianapolis?
Yeah.
It was cute. I enjoyed myself. The ball was everything.
Can you finna get drugs again?
Why she get drugs?
Girl, it's on TV. Girl, she finna get drugs. She finna get smashed again.
Get fired.
Say.
I don't say it, kid. Get fired.
Come on.
Now that I know that she's supposed to be, now that I know that she's supposed to be on Celebrity Apprentice, I will not be watching this season.
She not on Celebrity Apprentice. She got fired because she was stealing their phone.
Who?
Who was on Celebrity Apprentice?
I can't. How she get fired for stealing a phone?
Girl, she had to make a coin. Y'all know she a broke bitch.
Cool.
Do you have anything to say about that?
And I know that for a fat girl. I know somebody who do their makeup. And girl, they say Miss Kenya is broke and got no coin. And she go up for the mess. Because, you know, when they do their confessionals, the people want them to say certain stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And Kenya say whatever they want her to say, Kenya say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cynthia and them, you know, they say it like a legend. And, of course, Nene going to say what she want to say. But, bitch, Miss Kenya, she feeding too. She think they going to throw a little extra coin in her paycheck, huh? Broke
ass. Well, and she did pay Walter. Because that Bentley ain't cheap.
Who told you?
She did pay Walter.
She didn't
bitch,
pay
when
Walter.
I heard that motherfucking, when I heard that damn interview with Walter, how he was reading her on whatever show that was.
Read her.
He said,
girl,
yeah, I like my girls like I like my rims. 20,
22, 26s. Bitch, he was very adamant about dating
22,
young girls.
24, 26.
I finally saw a movie that Kenya was in.
I saw one too, and I was like, girl, she can't act for shit.
Okay, it was the one with her and Boris Kojo.
Yeah, that's the one.
That
we saw the same one.
And David Banner.
Yeah.
Baby, she was the fuck.
Poor Kenya. All she wants
to do
is the man. This is Butch Queen. Wait a minute, Portia.
She do like married men.
Okay.
She was trying to keep kissing all on board the whole movie. I'm like, girl, if you don't stop kissing on that lady man.
Well, Mr. Man, this is now Butch Queen Hour. So if there's a topic that you want us to talk about, then just send it over, because right now we're just talking about whatever we
y'all,
whatever
man.
Comes up and comes out. Cause
you leaving it up to Mr. Man to come over the topic, bitch. We all gonna be in an orgy later.
Oh well, Mr. Man, you just heard what Devin said. Do you have a rebuttal?
That wretched hoe just made Portia go there. She drove
her.
Oh
shit! Are you watching the episode again?
Yes, God.
I guess Mr. Man agrees with what you said, Devin, about the orgy. Because he's laughing.
Yep, so we all going to be ass down.
Okay, Devin, Mr. Man wants to know how deep your hole is. Ooh.
See what I mean?
I mean, before this weekend or after this weekend?
Ooh.
First of all, let's stop. Y'all, that is a stereotype that every time somebody go to a ball, they end up fucking around. And second of all, the other part of that stereotype
what?
Is normally whenever you go out of town, you always the top. So remember that.
Let's have a threesome. It is the gateway, you know.
Oof. No, not Noah's Ark.
So what's y'all want to talk about
today? Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. I'll start Butch Queen Hour off.
Before you start, who's trying to learn how to do makeup?
Oh, my bad.
Thank you, y'all
don't hear that in the background?
No, I really didn't. Thank you for catching it, though. No sound effects. Please mute your TVs or turn them down so that we can't hear them. And my Jasmine
voice. Why would you clock me like that, girl? I'm trying to look up for this dynasty ball, girl.
Girl, bitch, I had heard about that brow, and I was like, bitch, what the fuck? Who's trying to learn how to do that Pimp Queen brow?
Well, before y'all start Butch Queen Hour, do y'all think that boy should have got raped, stitched up, and re-raped again for raping that child?
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Well, child, I would never try to learn how to do makeup from YouTube. I'm sorry.
I can't play God, but bitch, I heard a story today too about, okay, like you just said, okay, but this real fish, now she she like 74 and her husband is like 69 or 70. So, you know, they've been together for a long time. Now, he rich, he got corn, she got corn. But he used to beat her ass in front of her kids. He used to rape her, beat her in front of her family. He fucked her in the asshole, put bleach in the asshole. He ripped her asshole. She had to go get it re-put together. So last year he had a crossmate, and so now he's paralyzed on one side, and she got to take care of him. So since he did all of that shit to her, like sometimes he'll still try to hit her with his paralyzed arm. And when she bathed him, he'll still be, you know, when he be trying to elbow her and shit. But so when he get in that bed, she be like, okay, bitch, I got something for you. And so what she do, she wait till he get real comfortable. Bitch, she give him like 2, 3, or 4 Viagra pills. And girl, she just fuck him all night. Make him come out on himself and just leave him in the bed for hours. Don't give him nothing to drink. And girl, when she be riding him, girl, he be crying for help. Like he be like, oh God, help me. He be sounding like the little tea kettle. You know how he be like, woo, and then go woo, you know. That's how he be. But bitch, she said he gonna get what he deserves. She beating his ass and raping him, bitch.
Okay,
wait a minute. I'm done.
That sounded like a Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, yes, bitch. A really bad X-rated version.
It ain't Tyler Perry.
Oh, my God.
It's real life. It's real life. I don't care. When the motherfucking, when the physical therapist come over, she be like, bitch, you don't need to touch him. I already worked his ass out enough. Get your ass out of my house and don't come back. Like, the bitch is serious.
I told y'all, women get serious. When I was a police in the military, we had got a call that somebody was screaming real loud in the house. They was, like, screaming in pain, but they couldn't get in. And he kept saying, help me, help me. When we got there, the man was he was, like, tied to the bed, turned around, and he had curlers stuck in his ass, and they were plugged up.
Oh, my God.
And guess what the rookie police did?
Unplugged it?
No, he went and pulled the curlers out the man's ass. Versus
before
just
he unplugged it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Ouch. Love
that. But once we got the story, he had been raping and beating his wife, and she waited for a long time. And when he wasn't even thinking about it. Uh-huh. He thought she wanted to do something freaky.
Let's see. You got to be a stupid man, especially if you are abusive. You got to be a stupid man if you think you're going to beat and bang on me and then don't think that it's going to come back to you. Especially if I say, okay, baby, let's try something new tonight. I want to tie you up.
Because
a bitch like me will go to the beauty supply store and get a box of fresh razor blades and 3 or 4 bottles of alcohol, and I will tie you to that bed, and I will put paper cuts on your ass and just pour the alcohol on you, honey. I will tie you to that bed and be like, baby, I want to ride you tonight, honey, and tie you your arms and make sure you good and tied and be like, oh, I want to do this. I'm going to say, baby, the code word is going to be get the fuck off of me. So when you say get the fuck off of me, I mean, I know that's when you want me to stop. Bitch. And turn that music up.
Be so proud.
And turn that music up so goddamn loud.
She be proud. She be giving him his pay, baby. Anybody come over, she be like, yeah, I fucked him today, bitch.
Yeah, I fucked him today.
Y'all better stop. These men better stop beating these women out here.
Okay. I cannot remember none of the topics that I had for Butch Queen.
I know the motherfucking men better stop beating the men out here.
Okay. It's hard out there for a pimp nowadays. You can't be doing it.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency Show with the CEO and her co-host, the Bishop Meech. where they will be discussing domestic violence and gay relationships. So make sure you tune in tomorrow because that's going to be a hot topic because, honey, a man put his hands on me, I'm going to kill him dead and think about
why,
heaven
why,
later.
Why you put your hands on me?
Well, girl, Justin, you said like that man should have got beat and raped and his asshole towed up and raped again.
I think this is what I think.
And, bro,
When it's time that you do something to a child, especially, I mean, the thing about it, when I think about kids, it's a totally different thing when you're talking about an adult or something like that. That's something you basically mess up their whole life. You know what I'm saying?
Like
with whatever
too,
you've been doing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you've done to them. I give two fucks if your asshole never closes again.
But
Justin, you
don't
like
to ignore Prada right now. I really don't
okay,
ignore Prada.
You're
I like bleaching my asshole.
Oh, my God.
Miss Prada, don't do me.
I'm about to fix this switchboard and mute. Did this bitch just say she like bleaching her asshole?
She may like the new one.
I think
like
that y'all just sit back and say, I think I'm going to just say the raunchiest shit I can on TV.
I started doing it after American Horror Story when that she put that thing in her son's ass and she wanted him to cleanse himself.
No, okay. Clean that.
Clean yourself.
Oh, my God.
You have
to
be cleansed.
Okay, so I got
cleansed.
A question for Butch Queen Hour.
Okay.
You're on Jack or Grindr. No. Your best friend meets somebody.
And they
so in love with this person. And they stop, they put you to the side because now they got a boyfriend and they don't have no time for you because they're spending all their time with their boyfriend and all that other kind of stuff. So one day you decide, you just happen to get on Jack or Grindr or Adam for Adam, BGC, Men for Nail, Hook Up Later, whatever, any kind of site, Dick Me Down Crazy, whatever sites you can find. And you happen to be riding in your car. And all of a sudden, your app goes off, and it says 3 kilometers from now, da-da-da-da-da is near you, and you look at the picture, and it's your best friend's new boyfriend.
But what did he say to you?
And he was like, what's up, and what you doing? He started a conversation, and you know who he is, and he know who you are. So you just be like, okay, I'm going to play this game. And he be like, what you doing or whatever. And long story short, he tries to get you to hook up with him.
Okay.
What do you do?
Okay, Ann.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, it depends because, girl, I wouldn't even be going back and forth with all that what you doing and all of that. And bitch, don't tell me what you're going to do to me over no Jake. So did you say what I'm doing? I'm saying, man, chilling at home, boy. He'd be like, all right, can I come by? We need to talk or something. Okay, you know, come through. Then, bitch, when you try to flip the script, when you get to my house, then, you know, I just need to have me some proof. So, you know, J-Rock won't be upset, you know.
Oh, shit.
Now, what you do is just call your friend over there. So by the time he get there, your friend will be there.
Justin, what would you do?
Okay, in my
somebody
younger
years. Somebody mute your TV or turn it down, please.
That's not my TV.
That's Precious TV.
In my younger years, I was one of the ones that I would have told my friend and I would have said something about it or whatever. But nowadays, it's more like, bitch, like, because this is my thing. Girls nowadays is a totally different ballgame because girls will actually get mad at you, you know what I'm saying, for telling them shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just ain't got time for it. Like, if you met your man off Jack, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10, your man still has his Jack there. And 9 times out of 10, he's still on there, he still meet dates. He just haven't found out about it. That's the real gag of the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say anything. And my thing is, now, you know, real person, Justin, yeah, I would want to tell my friend, but
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be damned if you do. You'll be damned if you don't. Because like you said, they'll get mad for you telling them because they were so happy. But then they'll also get mad if they find out that you did not tell them. Then you'll be like, well, what you were trying to talk to my man? What y'all got going on?
You wouldn't have with him, Justin?
No, I wouldn't have had with him. But see, this is the thing. I wouldn't have had with him. I don't think I would have had with him because my thing is I'm a loyal person. I'm real loyal when it comes down to my friends, but my thing is don't be no dumb bitch.
These hoes ain't loyal. Okay.
And that's the truth. It's shit, I'm loyal. If I consider you like my real friend, like whatever, I would never do no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
Y'all saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Doug?
Yeah, I mean,
well, if somebody turn your TV down, or I'm gonna do a Jasmine and I'm gonna go down the list.
You got a house paid for.
I don't even have a TV on.
My TV is muted.
Unmuted.
Oh. Hold on.
I see it stop.
Question.
Unmuted.
Well, me personally, I was hooked up with him.
The bitch.
Yeah, we know you would have had Jackson.
And videotaped it.
No.
The girl.
Then
really?
They sent it to my best friend.
You looking for a werewolf dad. See, not only did you go
oh,
cheat,
no.
not only
oh,
did you
so,
know he was cheating,
so,
slept with him.
Oh, so Jason got to get whooped, but it's not right for Kenya. For Kenya to have got whooped, right?
Ooh. What now? Wait, what now?
See, girl, it's all about the shade, girl. Why Jason couldn't just be shady and had him in and it be no consequences, yet, you know, they just go word for word. Why Jason got to get whooped if Kenya can't get whooped?
Jason got to get whooped because it's the principle of fact. Jason said that that's his friend. That portion of Kenya weren't friends at all.
Kenya talking about her man. She talking about her man, though.
But right, violence is violence.
But
it don't matter whether you're
friends
or not.
But the only reason I did it was to save my friend and see and let my friend know. Girl, he ain't no
motherfucking hell, girl. You're going to sit around and tell me that this is the only reason why you fucked my man is so you could tell me that you fucked my man and that
I
you
I only fucked him because I was helping you out, girl.
Because I kept trying to tell you that he wasn't no good and he would fuck anybody and everybody and you didn't want to believe it.
No, but tell me why I fucked
him.
No, how about
that's
you just tell
Steve
me
Wilco
what's going
shit.
On?
That's some Steve Wilco shit.
Bitch, how about you just tell me what the name is on Jack? Let me create my little fake profile. Let me talk to him and go ahead and just do what I got to do.
Or just create a what's the name? Make a fake text message thing and send him that picture with Sophia. I ain't the one to gossip, but your boyfriend on Jack.
I did
just that. To
what's
I mean,
your
no shade.
And that's her Jack name.
Rich, you ain't gonna lie to me. You could have just shown me the problem. I'm a believer, bitch. If you show me the shit, bitch, and I'm
but no
and
shade.
I
but
believe,
if we friends,
bitch.
Though, no shade. If we real friends like that, 9 times out of 10, I would have been with you, and I would have showed you. Oh, you know so and so on what's the name? Anyway, I would have. Now that I would have done. No shade.
I mean, but from what the question seemed like, is that you and the boy just started talking? So it shouldn't be like y'all boyfriends and just
right,
y'all
just
about
talking.
Anyway,
you
so
are
you said,
talking about queens.
You
are,
if
right,
your man,
y'all
come, if your man
talking.
Try to come have with me, girl, then he wasn't for you. He wasn't your man in the first place.
Right, right y'all just start talking, and you all in love,
hey.
And you all in love. But he's still on Jack and Grindr and BGC and him and him.
That means you just a dumb gullible bitch.
Right.
So you can't
get mad at me because I tested the waters to prove to you that he ain't no good. You can't.
Girl, you getting your ass beat.
Girl, that's the real
No, you need to beat him. Don't beat me.
Right, you gonna beat me.
Don't be trying to test on waters over here because I'm
A bottom can run faster with their pants off than a top with his pants down. So he had to take his pants down in order for him. So thank you.
Bitch, the motherfucking child, no. The rule is no. Don't try it, no.
The rule is you beat your man. Don't
but
beat
it right.
One.
It ain't no fun if the homie
oh,
can't have none.
First of all, that's a
it ain't no
dance,
fun if the
my
homie
friendship
can't
is
have
supposed
none.
To be able to. My friendship is supposed to be able to do what it's supposed to do.
Well, he didn't say how deep the friendship was.
Oh, well, girl, then it ain't no friendship because friendship is deep.
It ain't
right.
No fun if the homie can't have none.
Ain't deep. But friendship.
Yeah, all my friends. No, that's a good ass whooping. That's a good ass whooping, and
I'm not talking, it's one of them ass whooping.
I don't even say nothing. I just call out, just start hitting you.
They just start knocking the shit out.
Well, Justin, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none.
No.
But see, that's one thing. I really don't, you know what I'm saying? Me and my friends are cool and stuff like that, but I do not talk to my friends about my dates. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Justin, I don't know if you're going to be cool or come out of a bag on me.
Okay.
But I got to.
We ain't doing all that. I'm not having it. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-mm. It ain't no fun if the homie can't have
it. No. It surely isn't, but
that was
you just
community,
won't be having no fun.
That was community trade, so don't be mad at me.
Right. So you can't get mad at community. Okay, y'all met him at the same time at the same club.
Wait. So you painting the backstory now. You painted a whole bunch of pictures now. Now, if we met him at the club at the same time and whatever, with all this other stuff was going on, then, yeah, I can understand. But if you're talking about this is somebody that I had met, we went on a date and whatever, and it was sidelined from Jack, that's a totally different app.
Met him at the club at the same time. We met him at the same time. We both started talking. Well, we both exchanged numbers, but he spent more time talking to you because I was busy munching in the bathroom. But at the end of the day, you are in love after a week talking about that's your boo and all this and all of that. And then next thing you know, he all on Jack hooking up with other people. So,
girl, ain't no way in the hell I'm
That sounds like this little Mexican girl I work with, baby. She met the boy in a week, bitch, and she talking about, oh my God, he's Mr. Perfect, bitch. You get your dumb ass. Oh, he's a Christian, and he's this, and he's that, and he goes to church, and we pray, and oh, he's just Mr. Perfect. Bitch, get the fuck out of here.
I'm not that fucking invested in nobody, sir.
Right, like Mr. Man just said, suppose your man is verse, and you a bottom, and your best friend is top.
I can't tell you that, because I'm not a bottom, honey, so that's for the bottoms to answer.
Mr. Man, I think that would be an over threesome, and I don't have a problem with that. It ain't
work
no fun if
man.
The homie can't have none.
Right. We leave bottoms to answer bottom questions.
It depends, girl, because certain things I have, girl, I don't want other people to have. Now, if it was a community piece, and, girl, one of my homegirls wants to munch on the wood, and we munch on the wood, you know, that's cool. But, girl, just say that that's my
piece. Did we establish the rules before we did that? Because, bitch, if we know that, like, I'm with Prada, like, if we know that you're a community piece, like, we've had this conversation before. We just had
because if we're friends, we've had that conversation.
Now, bitch, if we haven't established nothing, then I'm telling you this, girl, no, not so much.
If you know we're going out on a date, I told you I have feelings for this person and all this other stuff, girl, I'm yacking you in your throat, bitch.
Okay, now, see, the only thing is, girl, if he community trade and he supposed to be a top, girl, you know, I don't mind my girls munching on the bird or getting done up by him. But if I get them cakes and he give them to one of them, then I'm not going to go after my girls. I'm going to go after him and whoop his ass because that's my
thing. And that's my thing. Why do you always, and I've been guilty of that too, why do we go after the other person and never the person that we were in a relationship with?
I don't necessarily go out. I don't do that because I see the logic in what you're saying. I don't ever do that because I know. Don't get me wrong. I have no fault with the person that is in the middle of the situation, I guess you could say. I'm sorry, my drink catching up with me. But what I do have a problem with is if that person knew about it. You know what I'm saying? My thing is the actual fact that you knew that something was going on. If you didn't know, that's a totally different animal.
But I used to think like that too, and I used to say that if I find out you were cheating, the other person confronts me, the first question I'm going to be like, well, did you know? And then if they say, yes, I knew, then they were a willing participant, and they was like, but if they say, yeah, I knew, but he said such and such and such and such, and I was like, okay, well, both of y'all were willing participants because you had a choice after you found out he was in a relationship to even mess. I mean, and I've been on both sides of that coin. I've been the other person, and I've been the person that was cheating on. And when I chose to be of the other person, I was a willing participant in that relationship, and I knew they had somebody else, and I was like, okay, but we want what we want when we want what we want. And I did it. But I'm not the type of person that if I'm sleeping with your man, I'm not going to smile in your face after I just slept with your man.
And that's exactly right. And that's exactly why if you were my friend and you were sleeping with somebody that I was dating, I don't care how short or how quick, I'm yacking you in your throat. Bitch, either way, bitch, either way, you getting these fists in your throat. And
yeah.
I got some big ass
hands.
Well,
that's just the fight we going to take, Justin, because if they come at me and I'm like, and it's smelling good and it's looking good I'm in the mood.
So, bitch, what you saying is if I have a date, don't bring them around you because it could go either way.
Well, girl, Jackson,
that's what you're saying.
You
not to be trusted.
What I'm saying.
But Justin, if you had
whatever you ain't giving them,
first of all, let's think about it. If you had a date and you brought them around me, nothing's going to happen anyway. Okay.
Pretty much.
Because because me and your date will be looking for the same thing. So if anything, your date should be worried about me and you.
Justin, leave it at that, honey. You know what to do. You don't take around none of your top. You don't take around none of your versatile dates. You only take your bottom dates over to her house.
Okay.
That's very much the way it goes.
Well, Dave, you don't have to worry about ever a date of yours and me wanting, okay?
But no,
oh,
Shay,
yeah,
it don't matter, girl, because even if they are bottom for Justin, girl, don't mean they can't be a top for Jason, girl.
But that's
not going to happen. Because I know if they bottom it, they bottom it for Justin, they ain't topping for me.
Okay.
Girl, they bottom for Justin, then they're bottom for me,
okay,
too, girl.
Okay, who's... Titty, are you playing with your titties on the phone?
She jacking that dick.
Ooh. Yes, Becky smacking her titties against the phone.
Come off the titty slide. You better titty slide.
If you are listening from the chat room, you have 10 minutes to call in before it goes into record mode. If we lose anyone once it goes into record mode, it has been a pleasure chatting with you tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO and her co-host, the Bishop Nietzsche, for the State of Emergency show. Thanks. And again, tonight's show. What you say?
Speaking of that.
Oh, Joelle will be on that, too.
No, Joel has Trey stole Joel's phone, so he can't. He won't be calling.
That bitch.
That phone.
Maybe he's gonna make sure he's on there with the first
name. I live for you. That's what I'm gonna say.
Oh.
Joel's gonna be on there, and thank you, baby. You know the first man, the pastor's gonna be on there. You know, first lady.
So you know, first lady gotta be there. Yes,
God. She's gonna find a phone. She's gonna find a phone to call to her. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ooh, Prada, man, you my new sister and everything, but baby, your
baby,
mouth,
you
like
right
your shirt.
Your mouth, yes, honey, I thought I was shady.
Look at him, sitting over there in that cheap dress.
Ooh, what the hell is that?
She knows who I am.
Girl, that's making pretty much. That bitch doing it.
That is not me.
Oh, that on too.
Fake man.
Is that
that's what I was going to say. I'm going to have to put up a sign for you,
you
bitch. I'm making
it
on Friday.
Hey, we're not having that here. Now, if you're going to have that kind of conversation, you take it to the streets. Oh, we can take it out. You just stay away from James, okay? Don't you mess with my man. You can say what
okay,
you want.
Okay,
you
know,
every time you kiss him, you take them off pussy.
You take them off pussy.
Oh, that's Justin. Tito just posted tag that's on there. I'm going to hurt you, Justin.
Every time you kiss him, you take them off pussy, bitch.
I told that to a woman one time, though, when I was sleeping with her husband.
Oh,
girl.
So can
girl,
we talk
real,
about these
real
retreats and stuff?
Three, baby, we got a caller, 347-616. Hey, it's the first time caller for you. Hi, welcome to Trash Talk Tuesday.
No, I'm not a first time caller, but what is the rules? If y'all all being a slut or a tramp in a ditch and y'all sharing a date, what is the rules? I'm not
a
well, bitch, I ain't sharing no date.
So. I ain't sharing.
She sound like Vivacious from RuPaul Drag Race. Is that you?
No,
Vivacious.
This is Ming Lee.
Oh,
Ming. Girl, you sound like Vivacious.
Hey, Ming Lee.
It's
now, what's the question, Ming?
Hey, hi, girls. What's going on?
What's the question, Ming? What's the rule?
But I'm saying, why was it rules? If everybody's sharing and it's PC, it's community property, what is this if you didn't tell me this, you didn't tell me that? But if we all sharing, I mean, sharing.
But wait,
sharing
but
like
mean,
the
wait,
whole
wait.
Purpose, we not all sharing. That's your friend's man.
Mean, this is the thing. Initially, when Jason started out, he said, me and the date and the person had started dating, had been going out for a while. You all had met off Jack. And
no, they didn't meet off Jack. Y'all met at the club.
No, see, you changed the story, Miss.
I did not. I said.
Oh, actually,
there were no
specifics to the story originally. Originally, the way the story went
was that
your
friend,
met the boy.
You and your friend met
love.
Somebody. And you and your best friend meet somebody at the same time. And then you and your best friend goes all Google Gaga over the person, talking about, yeah, that's my man. I love him. Da 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 da. But the man is on Adam for Adam and Jack and Grind and all those things, and he hits you up trying to get a hookup. Do you hook up with him or do you tell your best friend that your man was on Jack and Grindr? And I said I would hook up with him and then tell him that he was on Jack and Grindr.
Nasty ass.
I think I would plan to hook up and then have my friend in the closet to turn it after Eric left.
Okay.
Yes, you better turn it.
But then,
get
if you're, but
get
then,
fired.
Okay, but okay, so Justin, you go down for that. So you going, okay, so Justin, you're not gonna beat Ming's ass for sleeping with him because you waiting in the closet, but you'll beat my ass for videotaping it and then showing it to you.
No, because bitch, no, this is a shame. If you ride in your car alone and your shit go off, bitch, you got time enough to call me and give me the goods before it all goes down. So, I mean, at the end of the day,
but
my thing
I don't
is...
I want you in my closet watching me get slayed by your man.
First of all, you're not supposed to be getting slayed by my man.
That's the whole point. Like, why would you be... My thing is like this. If we sisters, unless this is community pieces, why in the fuck do we be sharing I don't want to be sharing behind you, bitch.
Because to
right,
me,
that's just
bitch,
like
okay,
me.
Because first of all, to me, if he's on Jack and Grindr, he is a community piece. So I don't take, so I'm not taking him serious with you. I'm
well,
like, okay,
you
bitch,
can't meet somebody off those sites and then take
him
serious.
Okay, I'm fine with you not taking him seriously, but bitch, how come you can't tell me so I can't take him seriously?
Because
right.
I wanted to be, because I wanted to
well,
be the
girl,
one
you
to,
shouldn't
because
be trying to put out your
because
babe.
I wanted
you
to have
be
and I wanted
your
to
can we do a
made.
Vote on how many people would knock Jason in his throat? Because I want to vote for it. Because, see, I would knock that bitch dead in her throat if she came back and told me, your man's on Jackson, what's the name, and I got the video to show it. Bitch, if you send me
hey,
that
you
shit,
the bitch
I'm
in the
coming,
video.
Bitch, you better lock your door because I'm coming straight to your house, bitch.
After I send you the video?
Wait. No. You got to go to see. That's what's wrong with the people. Y'all always go for the friend or whoever first. Y'all supposed to get the person
right.
who you was going
then,
with.
Right. If he's sleeping with that friend,
because
back
you know what? The reason
you know
why I'm
going to
your ass. No shame.
You know what,
now,
back
let me
this,
just
then
say
that's
it.
What Justin gonna, is this what Justin going to do next? Justin going to forgive. I'm going to send Justin a videotape of me having his man and saying, see, I told you he wasn't no good. Justin gonna send a video. Justin gonna be like, baby, I know he got you drunk. It wasn't your fault.
No. This is the thing.
You will not.
Like I said earlier, it's about loyalty. My thing is, if we supposed to be, if you supposed to be my duty, you supposed to be cool with me and everything like that. We supposed to be up on shit like that. You not supposed to let shit like that go down and then come to me after the fact with some jaw dropping news like that. I'm not even gonna go toward him. That's automatically dead to me. My problem
well,
now
depends,
is you
girl,
for doing some shit like that. Because, I mean, I'm saying somebody...
Yeah, the trade will flirt in front of you, and you already see the signs.
Right.
But see, I mean, that's different. That's different. I think that's different. But when you talk about this is somebody that this person, my friend, knew that I was interested in, and we was trying to whatever, and I had laid down with, and then she come behind me and lay down with him too, bitch, no ma'am. I'm yocking that bitch.
Well, girl, she didn't say y'all lay down with each other, girl. But anyway, girl, I mean,
girl,
if you in love at the week, girl, bitch, then you the fool, bitch. If he trying to fuck me, then he want your
money. Maybe that because I ain't happy. Because since that happened to me,
okay,
I'll say this.
Icon Penny,
happened.
It's straight up faggotry, but we both know that there are queens that do that, and that's the whole point. There's no. Yet of queens that sit in your presence and call themselves your girlfriends, your Judys, your sisters, or your brothers, and they get on Adam for Adam, Jack Grinder, or whatever, and they see your date on there, and they go after them, and they have them, and then they sit around. And trust me, you the last person. No, apparently I'm not that queen, because this is just a key for me.
Well,
anybody
there,
that I'm truly friends with, Penny, knows that I would never do. I'd be the main, the advocate for, like, girl, you should have left them alone a long time ago. But I'm not. But anyway,
but
I
see, this is Jason, it's the principle of the fact. If you knew I liked that person and the shit was going down, you should have let me know. That's the whole thing. You're not going to, I mean, you wouldn't go to the next level and say, I'm going to let him fuck me, and then I'm going to come back and tell her about it. That means you were going for the game.
Girl, I wore that hoe out. That's what I did. No shame. But I'm
game.
Telling
bitch,
you right now,
you
just so you know
down.
Exactly
no
what
hell.
Happened. I wore her ass out in the middle of motherfucking Halstead and Lake. That's what
Ooh.
Happened. No shame, man. That's
well, J-Rock,
what
I'm
it really actually
I'm,
happened to me. I'm telling you exactly what I did. I wore that hoe out in the middle of Halstead Lake, Chicago, Illinois, right outside the generator, bitch. I wore her ass out for swapping
well,
sticks
J-Rock,
with a motherfucker
sorry,
that
I
broke up
sister.
With. And I snatched
ooh,
her ass
ooh,
up out that
up,
car,
y'all,
and I beat the dog ooh. Shit out.
Prada,
well,
why J-Rock, you apologizing?
Well, I mean, not for her husband now, but you know, her little pieces before. You know,
oh,
J-Rock, I'm sorry I used to come and sweep them from under you. I'm so sorry. I hope you could forgive me someday down the road.
Ooh. Yes, it was confession.
Bitch, what is this? Destiny's Child? No, bitch, you will not.
Well, since Prada is confessing, I have a confession too. J-Rock, I want to apologize for
oh.
gagging when I slipped off and me and RJ...
Oh,
went outside
girl.
To smoke a cigarette, and we had in the back of a car.
Would
so.
That matter if he was still trying to have with TJ that night? I'm sorry, my man. I wasn't supposed to ask that question.
Oh, shit. Y'all are so stupid tonight. Mm-hmm.
I just heard it was a lot of community pieces at that ball, so I'm just
well,
saying.
It's a lot of community pieces at
hey, wait a
minute. Ball.
How the hell did you shake off Bishop, honey, in order to get to RJ?
Because I snuck off with RJ when Bishop was lusting after Tiffany titties, and I should have knew then that I wasn't going to ever get my fashion fair makeup.
Oh, shit. I told you to order that shit out of Ebony, like I said.
But, I mean,
J-Rock,
you
to give me.
Friendship is friendship. Loyalty is loyalty. I mean, that's real nigga shit to me. Now, if it's community peace, it's community peace. It's community. We know what community peace is. We almost have an unestablished rule. We know what community
right.
peace is.
Right. We know what community peace is. Bitch, I invite you over for community peace, bitch.
Okay.
No
I
well,
mean, that's what that is. But, girl.
J-Rock, do you forgive me?
I think J-Rock going.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Child, that wife ain't going to let him do the whole lot of talking, child. Y'all know that. Stop.
Ooh.
Leave that boy alone.
My brother wear the pants in that relationship. I don't know
I'm
what
quite sure
doing.
He do. It's, look, I'm quite sure he do. It's the underwear that's the problem, honey.
Ooh.
However, I like to brush
him
out using the same brush that I've
hello.
Yeah, you better get some makeup tips.
No, that's
okay,
this,
let me take a selfie.
This Ashley hair. But what I was about to say, do y'all, do any of y'all have that one friend that, no matter what, whatever man they have, when you, it's just somehow when you come around, let's say you have a good connection with the man, and y'all, you're not flirting or anything, but she think you flirting. Do y'all have that type of friend? And then when y'all
not
just
no
be
more.
Talking. And y'all be having that good type of relationship. I mean, like, good conversation. They be like, oh, yeah, I remember. They be like, girl, what the fuck you talk? We ain't even talking to you.
Yes. Yes. This is my thing. I had a friend that was like Jason that would do shit like that.
What do you mean like me?
This is the thing. This is what she would do. Like, say, I'm gonna throw it like this. Okay, me and Becky Titty Punch dating, and then we stop dating or whatever. And this
why
might
you
be a
telling them? Why you telling him my secret though? That was not for
Becky. Let him tell, girl. Stop. I'm gonna cut you.
Me and Becky stopped dating, right? And this is like probably a week or two or something like that. And then a week or two later, here he is. Telling me, ooh, I met this person. I'm just in love, and da 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 da. Come to find out, it's Becky Titty Punch. And I would just be so flabbergasted. But what I learned about the situation is, number one, I don't bring my dates around that girl. Mm-hmm. I just don't do it. And then if I do bring them around, it's very brief and say, hey, girl, bye, girl. Bye.
So
bye,
wait
bye.
A minute. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Have I met Becky or have I never met Becky?
You've met Becky. Well,
you just showed us pictures or something. Like, you just showed him pictures of who this person was.
I understand that because, let me say this, okay, because I have friends, and we all have friends. And say I have a friend that is like, okay, me, you, and Becky, same situation, me, you, and Becky. Okay, you talk about Becky, and you've never showed me a picture of Becky, but you've talked about Becky. When I meet Becky, she tell me her name is Brenda. So you talking to Becky, and I'm talking to Brenda, and it don't and you tell me, oh, well, me and Becky broke up, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, because, bitch, me and Brenda finally seem like it's going right for us. And then one day you see me out, and I'm like, bitch, this Brenda. Brenda, this my best friend, Justin. And you got this look on your face like, bitch, are you serious? And I'm like, what? And you like, bitch, that's Becky. And I'm like, bitch, no, that's Brenda.
Nah, bitch. It wasn't that type of scenario, bitch.
Okay.
She would be going back in my leftovers, bitch, and it would make me 38 high, because my thing is, girl, you don't do that. And then we're supposed to be having a set sitting around smoking out, chilling and shit like that, and I'm supposed to sit around you, my ex. No, girl, that's not how it works.
Go ahead, Prada.
Well, let me give y'all a scenario, girl.
Okay,
because, you know, I'm a touchy-feely kind of girl. Don't mean I want you. Don't mean that I want your man. So, I mean, you know, when I greet people, I don't shake hands and all that. You know, I hug, I grab on chest, titties, ass, cheeks, and pussy. So, you know, would you feel some type of way, like if, you know, I knew your boyfriend for a long time, and, you know, I just play with him like that, but I play with you like that, too. Would you still feel some type of way? And I'm touching both of y'all, so it ain't like I'm greeting one meat without greeting the other meat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I'm a flirt. So if you doing it in front of me, and I know
that's very much the type of girl I am.
I know that that's your nature.
Go behind your back.
Then no, I'm not gonna pay it. I'm just gonna be like, oh, that's her. But I'm gonna also leave it to him to be like, if he's uncomfortable with it. It's him. If he says something to me, then I'll be like, okay, but Prada, he don't like you touching him like that. It's no offense, but he don't like you touching him. That's gonna make her
want to touch him more. I'm gonna say
he didn't tell me that. If he didn't tell me, then bitch, I don't believe it.
But you know what?
Bitch, I ain't got Prada,
and then that's when I'm gonna turn in a Porsche, and you're gonna be Kenya, and we're gonna be dragging each other hair across the stage.
I always just say no, bitch.
No, bitch.
No, but I've always told them, I said, now look, watch out for my sister Prada, because she's going to rape your ass. They be like, she's playing. I'm like, okay.
When I be around trannies, or I be around drag queens and stuff like that, and they bring their little man or a date, especially if they, any man, period, I go out the room because, you know, when I get up in my, you know, when I be looking good, they be, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, this bitch look better than me, you know, she or whatever.
You can vouch. Huh? Becky, you can vouch. You can vouch for me, girl, because I don't care if you right there and your man right there, girl. If I think your man's sickening, I'm going to let you know he's sickening. If I say I want to eat that meat, I'm going to tell you in front of you and your man
that I want to eat that meat.
Are
you serious? I know. Yeah, you she don't have it. My sis don't have it.
I'll tell you. But you can watch me eat up on your peas. No,
oh, shit.
I don't have to go behind your back. I like to tell you.
But I can't be in a, I like to leave the room when somebody bring their man in, because I don't want nobody think I'm trying to take their man and stuff when it's really not that. I leave the scene, honey. So sorry, I can't do. But do you think it's weird if I do that? Or I'm just being respectable? Or I'm trying, I'm just like.
No, that's weird, bitch. What you need to leave for?
I'm trying to leave before
you can't have wandering
eyes. I'm trying to leave before a bitch thinks something because
eyes.
I would hate to beat somebody's ass because they think I'm trying to get their man.
I don't know how concrete your people is, honey. So how about I'm just going to stay out of here?
No, it's not my friends. It's not my friends. It's just people who, you know, because when I was, I just was a scenario when I was in New York. I was in New York. Exactly. I knew that man was coming. But, you know, they'd be like, oh, it's fine. Let's say if it was a date. But then the date turn into a regular. She'd be like, oh, well, no, he a regular. Y'all could come out. So we come out, and then he looking at me. I'd be like, oh, I got to go outside. Because, you know, I don't want her feeling like he trying to get me. So that's why I leave.
Okay.
Well,
I got one for you. Suppose your best friend. It's you, your best friend, and two of y'all other friends, and y'all all going out. But your best friend is meeting a dude for the first time. This is their first date, and he's meeting your best friend, but he's also meeting you and two of y'all other friends at the same time.
It's happening.
So your best friend pick you up. Well, whoever's driving, your best friend pick you up. Then you go pick up your other two girlfriends, the other two Judys, and he say, "Oh, we got one more stop to make. I'm going to pick up this dude. We've been talking for a week. He wanted to hang out. It's a date." And I'm like, and me being me, I say, "Bitch, how you go on a first date with all of us? That's already going to be uncomfortable
exactly.
for him. So you go pick him up." And when he gets to the car, okay, and we all sitting in the car. So we can see the expression on his face when you go to the door. Like, okay, you don't look like the girl in the picture.
Oh, Lord.
But he still go through with the date because then he see the people in the car because we done rolled the windows down and be like, "Hey, how you doing?" And he comes, gets in the car, and he's now sizing up the three prospects that's now in this car. So y'all go out, y'all all go out to eat, and stuff like that. And your friend is just throwing rap and game at him like left and right, like they playing tennis. And he's just being so nonchalant to your best to your friend, but he's giving you all the conversation. So your best friend's like, "Bitch, can you come in for a minute?" And y'all go off and have a conversation, and your best friend. And your best friend got his head like, he really feeling me and da 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 da. But in your mind, you saying, "Bitch, no, he not."
Are you fucking serious?
Right, because in your mind, saying, "Bitch, no, you not," because he done wrote his phone number on a napkin and then already handed it to me under the table. So do you then tell your best friend right then and there, "Don't get your hopes up high, because, bitch, you shouldn't have brought us because he even wanted to talk to me or the other two people at the table?" Or do y'all just go on with this date and let your best friend?
No, I'm not gonna say nothing because clearly, bitch, for one, you know you want the girl in the picture. Clearly you see him flirting with everybody and ain't paying you no attention at the table. So now, bitch, if you think it's still gonna go somewhere, then, bitch, you dream.
No, but
what
I don't
you say,
think Chase is
that
bad.
Dream,
I don't think, I
the
think
dreams that
bad.
You wish.
Oh, you wish.
The dreams that you wish. Okay.
Well, I think Jason said. Jason, do you see the person see that you're looking at that he's flirting with other people? The other
right.
Person?
The I mean, he has to see that this man like so you like okay so you this is the dude. So your best friend is like, "So how was your day and stuff?" And he's like, "It's all right." And that's what he gives your best friend. So then one of the other three people say, "So what did you do today?" And he gives them this long story about what he did.
No, sir. That's
well,
actually
Jason,
happened.
Let me just say this. I was laughing so hard because it's something that did happen to me like that. But it was to my other friend, and they just had met him that day. Well, we was already somewhere, and then the person had came. This one in my old whole days when I was young. So when he came, my friend was in the front talking to my best friend at the time, and he was, I guess he was just talking to the boy like, talking to my best friend like, yeah, girl, I can't wait to some whatever. I don't know what they were talking about. So meanwhile, the boy seen that he wasn't the bitch in the, clearly like my sister said, he damn sure was not the girl in the pictures. So, I'm back here talking to the boy, and we walk, and he was like, damn, what's up with you? I was like, baby, ain't you here for my friend? He was like, bitch, are you serious? Look at that. Look at her. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I can't do that. That's my friend. So long story short, everything was closing where we was at. So I went to the bathroom, and he followed me to the bathroom. And when he followed me to the bathroom, I just sucked his dick.
Yes, Becky, it is.
But see, that kind of happened away.
Well, no, actually, he sucked mine first, and then we met up somewhere else, and I said,
at least the date. Well, at least the date didn't sit around there and read them right in front of them, because he sat there and asked us, because it was like, what, three of us? It was me and two other. It was the date, and it was me and another person. And bitch, he sat there and asked them. This was the party line days, but he was like, how do y'all feel
when
somebody lie to y'all? Do y'all feel when y'all somebody lie to y'all and tell y'all what they say they look like this and then they don't look like that? And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. So, bitch, you know me, honesty is the best policy. So I'm like, bitch, and I was like, you know me, I'm just reading down. Like, first of all, I would have fucked that bitch up in the first place because, bitch, you don't do no shit like that.
I'm trying,
and I tell people, I know I'm not the best looking person in the bunch, so I ain't going to lie and tell you some shit like that. I'm like, look, it's on you, bitch. If this is what you like this, and if you don't, you don't. And everybody else was like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. And my friends in there quiet as motherfucking crickets. He was like, well,
right,
that's
how they be. They be like, girl, I'm 150. And bitch, you see them, girl, they 365 pounds.
Yeah, he was just like, well, they need to tell you that, you know, this. And I'm like, well, yeah, I think that they should tell you exactly what they look like. Bitch, when I tell you, my motherfucking friend was heated, and she was like, well, why you tell him that? I'm like, well, that's what that's supposed to be done, bitch. You don't want nobody lying to you about what. And I didn't know that he had told him until, like, later on when the friend had, like, the dip had told me that he told him he was, like, the way I looked. Like, back in the day when I was, like, 6'1", like, 185 pounds, this motherfucker was all of, like, bitch, large, like I am now.
Large.
Yes, ma'am, bitch. And he was sitting around there telling him that he was, like, 6 foot, like, 3, like, 185, 190 pounds, which is not big. He said he liked them thick. He said he didn't like them, like, enormous.
I think everybody party line weight used to be 160. That's what I used to say.
Everybody used to be 180. Everybody had a 10-inch dick, bitch.
Cause bitch, it was so funny that you said that because that's where he met the boy from, and we didn't have no Jack and no Facebook and all that other shit that everybody have now.
Okay.
Just, it was a random pop up.
Right, and that's my thing. And I was like, but then my question is, do y'all think that stuff like Adam for Adam and Jack and Grindr and BGC and all those places have made it bad for blind dates? Because it's like now you like, bitch,
no,
I didn't see.
No, because some people still use Facebook.
No, it did because back in the day, you wouldn't have to look forward to a lot of things. Right now, Jack and all other stuff are ways to just get to the point.
Right.
Like, you could, when back in the day,
or they use pictures from 10 years ago.
Like, for instance, I met this dude off the party line, off the chat line one time. And my thing is, I met this dude off the party line one time, and it was like, he gave his description. So when you give your description, he was like, he was 6'4", 225 pounds, nice, whatever, brown skin, brown eyes, goatee, mustache. He gave all of that. So he gave me a visual. And he was like, I got a phone and stuff like that. And I'm the type of person that was like, you ain't got to send me a picture. You gave me a description. I can go out with
no.
a description.
Girl, no mail.
And because he kept giving all these excuses going, what's your email address? What's this? I don't have a this and that. And
see,
I'm
he was
like,
trying
right.
to
say,
give you right
to
you
out.
Bitch,
I used to be the camera phone queen, baby.
So,
send me that picture.
So I was just like, well, I wasn't giving him my exact address anyway. I was just going to give him, I was going to give him the street and give him my house. And then see what happens when he gets out. And if it wasn't me, it wasn't what he was supposed to be, I would just get up, go, and come in my house. Because it was the summertime. So when he showed up, he was 6'4". He was brown skin. He had a goatee and a mustache. But he looked like he was carrying an elephant, a hippo, and a rhinoceros in his belly. So I was
damn.
Like,
that is never hard.
But
you
know what? In my party line days, I was never mean.
So after
like,
you
I think
sucked him up, Jason.
Huh?
What
so
happened?
After you sucked him up, Jason, what did you do?
After I sucked him up, bitch, I do. Let me tell you this: Jason will do a pity date, and Jason will do a date that nobody will ever know. And I tell him, bitch, if you ever see me out in public, you better not ever don't speak,
you
don't
not
look.
Tell nobody but go.
Are you serious?
Yes, bitch. I'll do. I will. There have been times when I was just like, okay, and I was just like, child, ain't nobody gonna know but me. So.
I'm done it.
Well, no shade, Jason. I didn't did too. Like,
right,
it'd be people
done
that ain't
it.
My type. It'd have been people that ain't my type, but I'd be like, girl, it's just another girl.
Well,
okay, right. It was like, they might been ugly, but the dick was big, and you just like, the light's going to be off, so.
Oh, yeah.
It was just
I
a whole conversation.
Do nothing
like,
to me.
You
know,
I wouldn't
do nothing to me. I do everything to them. They ain't doing nothing to me. I'm not putting none of them in my mouth. I'm going to be the only one getting mine.
I have another thing, because this just happened to me literally mm-hmm. 2 days ago. So I met this boy. Well, I actually had met this one man. I met two boys in one night. So
damn.
The first, no, we ain't do nothing. Listen. The first boy was fine, because I thought he was a catfish because he only had one picture on his page on the site that I was on. He came to my house. I was like, damn, he looked like his fucking pictures. Like, damn, his body is sickening. He's chocolate. Like, he said he African. And, you know, African, when they black, they black. They black, but they hold one color. You know, and it's like they body shining. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, anyway. So we had a good conversation, blah, 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 blah. So in the meantime, when we was talking, the boy who was supposed to come to see me at the same time was texting me. But mind you, when he was texting me, he had been walking from where he was coming from.
Oh, my God.
When I was talking to the fanboy was like, what the fuck he walking? What the fuck he mean he walking? I said, baby, I don't know. That's on him. I'm not walking to him. He's coming to me, so I could give a fuck. So when he finally got close, the fine boy, he got scared because he wasn't from where I live at, even though I do stay in a nice area. So the boy left. He was like, oh, my God, there he go right there. And I was scared myself because I didn't even see him. So when I met the boy who was walking, bitch, he was so ugly. When he was so ugly, he smelled like grandpa ass, like somebody
God.
Who wears
Pampers. Oh, my
Pampers.
God. How did you get
but
that
you
clothes?
Know what? But you know what? Ever since my party line days when I used to meet people, I never was mean. So I actually gave him the time of the day, and I still would stay there, and I talked to him, but he smelled like shit. Old grandpa shit. He wore glasses. It was disgusting. It was nasty.
What's this? And I'll say the boy was sick, man, bitch.
What you say?
Whoever he is. I said, that boy is sick, man. Whoever he is, you need to tell him I said.
When you come down here,
we can have it. I'm sorry. So, is he giving community piece teas or what's the tea?
Oh, I don't know what he giving, but, bitch, he giving. He came back yesterday, and he gave it.
So that's the one you posted?
No, that ain't him, baby.
That's what I'm talking about, that boy right there, baby.
Bitch, him, he had me motherfucking speaking in tongues, bitch. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't
have
like
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
I don't have sex. You know, Jason give me. You know, I ain't trying to go that route because Jason just get down good to get down.
Ooh.
Well, girl, you tell him. I said, what's the
his name is Jason.
Sis, you can't have him, sis. I'm sorry. You can have the other boy with the nice body, not the one I was just talking about. But you can't have my man.
Ooh. Your man named Jason.
Well, if you want to keep him away from Jason.
Hello, for sure. Fuck you,
if you want to keep him away from Prada.
Ooh. This y'all not
but
about to make
we,
y'all not about to
not
make say, me.
We friends on Facebook, not Shay. So I was like,
y'all not about to sit here. Y'all are not about to sit here and make me out to be Kendra
Hall. You see, he kept on saying, your man named Jason. I was like, oh, yes, sis. Come on down.
Yes, honey. I know Jason's a freak, so, ooh, girl.
All night.
I might have to come night. Down there and get a taste.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come down there and put a flow to that neck of the woods.
Just mess.
It ain't titty Becky, it ain't no fun if the family can't have none.
Oh, that's right. Y'all, I could hook y'all up. I could get y'all some separate pieces, but when y'all try to get my man, y'all got that.
I want the one.
In fact, you can just give me the number.
The
just give me the number to the chat line you found him on, because, baby, if he's on there, it's got to be some more just like him on there.
Child, that's a far few in between.
You better put you a wig on, baby.
Girl, I got
say,
I can't because Tiffany never sent me my stuff. I can't because Tiffany never sent me my stuff.
You still waiting on them 9 bundles?
I'll bring you a wig, Jason.
You got to report that, honey.
Jason, I'm going to get you an all blonde 27 pieces.
I'm too light for blonde hair.
Okay, listen, this is the last scenario for me. This is also a true one. Okay, I had met this guy. And this is somebody I just broke up with. Because long story short, he was the first Spanish boy I ever talked to, even had sex with. Because I never liked
you
Spanish
boys.
You just
gonna walk in my house and you're not gonna say hi.
So
oops,
then,
let me.
Who walking in people's house?
keep talking.
Okay. So he was the first Spanish boy I ever spoke to, whatever. So then, long story short, I'm really liking him. I'm telling all my friends about him, literally. And he came to my best friend party and everything. So, you know, my best friend gave the approval, whatever. So I get to my sister's house. Sis, you already know who it is, too. So one of my sisters who do hair, she over there talking, doing my other sister hair. She was like, so who is this boy everybody saying that I spoke to? So I was like, bitch, don't. Huh?
You talking about real fish?
No, not real.
Oh,
fish,
boy,
fish.
You stink. Go take your shower. You smell. What you just coming from?
So,
oop.
She was like, who is
girl,
this guy? Everybody's saying
mute
that,
button,
I, that I talked to.
Mute button.
Jason, right?
I'll be right back. I'm sorry.
She's sucking dick.
J-Rock, take
okay.
control. J-Rock, take control. Or Justin, take control until I come back. Ain't no call.
Okay.
So, when I found, I was like, girl, don't act like
nasty
you don't know who the fuck the boy is. So when she was like, no, seriously, who the boy is? Because I said, okay, you know this person's name. So long story short, she was like, when I told her who the boy was, she was like, yeah, I used to fuck him. I used to do this. I used to do that. I used to do whatever. So when I had confronted him about it, I said, well, I thought y'all really didn't do nothing and stuff like that. So what would you have done if you really liked somebody and your sister had them and did how the person she is, she liked to tell everybody what you and that him and that guy did. So how have you ever took that?
Okay, so you said I know her. Is that the rule?
Yeah, the one you said that left a bad impression.
Oh, well, bitch, I would have still fucked him anyway.
No, but that's disgusting. Like, I cannot have after none of my
okay.
sisters.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I would not know about her. Well,
and
I,
then,
I
but then, no, but look,
is.
Sis, on top of that, she going around saying, well, she, you really like this person. And she going around saying, yeah, I fucked him. Well, he used to suck my dick. He used to do this and do that and do this. You'd be like, girl, what? I just was in the bed with this man. And I cannot imagine his dick in your mouth. What?
I don't know.
I'm back.
So, I mean, is what she's saying, is it true?
Yes, it's true. And then on top of that, when she was going down the line, the reason why I really didn't get mad, because I know that's her character. But when she started telling me he used to pay the girls, I said, oh, no.
Oh, he used to what, pay them?
Pay the girls. Pay them, girl.
He was shaking purses?
Yes, pay them,
girl. Well, my thing is this, honey. Well, my thing is this. Either way it go, like I told you, that girl right there, you know, she is got to make everything about her. You know, she always got to have the attention and focus on her. So either way it go, like, bitch.
It was, I just stopped talking to him, and he finally contacted me. He was like, so what happened between us? I said, so-and-so, I just could not imagine myself with you, and you having sex with all these girls, and they come in, and on top of that, telling me that you paid them. Are you serious? No. But, bitch, when I ask you for some money, you can't. You say, I'm tight. Bitch, how the fuck you tight, but, bitch, you over here spending money for some ass or some
girl,
to get
I just
fucked.
Can't follow my sister. I can't do it. Like,
right.
If I know
well,
my
mean,
friends
I,
have had it.
I mean, I wouldn't have went after that girl, but anyway, you know, she's shady. She's shady.
I mean, it's
she
certain
a,
people. It's
she's
certain
shady,
people
girl,
that you just don't go
she,
after,
she don't,
right?
You know, she don't use you anyway, for so.
Throw it in your face.
Yeah. She, yeah. So, bitch, I probably would have just had him and took his money just to
but
say
then,
I got
what?
More money
but,
than
but,
she
but
got.
But on the bright side of it was, even though he did all that, the reason why he chose me is he said that he really did like me, and she got mad because he told her he didn't want to fuck with her no more because he wanted to go back to his girlfriend, so he left her high and dry. But he really started the relationship with me. I was like, oh, that's
yeah,
sweet
and, she don't,
and everything.
You know, she, like I said, she don't use you, so, girl, I would have missed it for what it was worth. I mean, basically, it would have just to say, bitch,
well,
I got a, more of a point than
just,
you got. Dude, fuck that hoe. Just wrap it up.
Okay,
hey,
he bought me one more box of Captain Crunch than he bought you.
All right. That's all it's going to be at the end of the day. Like this, so you can have that. I don't want to. I just, no.
Right,
how
and just picture one of your sisters. Just picture one of your sisters who you can just not picture to even have a threesome with. No. Oh, jeez.
No,
Devin.
So
I'm picturing Devin right now.
I mean, she but
girl,
she's so much
would
of a bitch. I would
never
want to do, ever do nothing with her. Bitch, I just feel like she would ruin the mood in the bedroom. Like, I'd be like, bitch, you need to get out. Get the fuck out.
I'm on the phone.
Well,
girl,
you better
be on the phone. Okay, you better be on the phone and please let me meet at the same damn time.
Okay, didn't you hear that girl? What Mercedes Iman star? She was like, you could be on the phone and suck a dick at the same time and be
don't,
like, what's up, boy?
Don't talk about that monkey on the phone with me. When I see that thing, I want to punch her in her face.
Who?
Mm-hmm. With somebody else's hand, because I ain't hitting it with
but
mine.
But I'm Mercedes Iman star. Miss fuck you, continental.
Yes.
Oh, that rabbit.
That ratchet African.
That rabbit looking dog.
That ratchet African booty scratching looking bitch.
Bitch, did you see how she was reading Latrice Royale talk about she go with a white man? They was like, hey, Latrice, you go with a white man. Do you really go with him or do he have you outside picking his flowers as the help?
That shit was funny.
Oh, shit.
Bitch.
These girls.
Oh, no, but you know what? Somebody
seen.
Really going to fuck her up because, you know, Latrice's mama died. So she was like, she pulled his mugshot up and everything. So she pulled Latrice Royale mugshot up. She was like, this bitch was selling drugs, and y'all praised her, and her mama died. She probably sold her mama the same drug.
Ooh.
I said, Latrice is going to fuck that woman.
Somebody
up.
Going, where is she at? Is she in Atlanta?
She from Atlanta.
And I'm surprised ain't none of the girls in Atlanta ran up on her and beat the shit out of her yet.
I think she got goons. That's what I think.
I don't think
she's trying to know who the
car
is.
But somebody that just be talking shit like that, she got to have some type of backup.
Tell all that clown makeup she wear.
She don't wear no makeup at all. That's the thing.
Oh, she looked that hideous like that alone?
That's right.
I thought Tiffany sent her my fast and fair package.
She just draw her eyebrows in real close.
You going to stop and make her pay you back for that, girl. I told you not to order from her. I told you should have ordered from the Jamaicans like I told you to. Now you look at you. Bundleless.
Mm-hmm. Then I got a mop head on. Then I got to go in there and serve this man wearing a mop wig. I
Ooh.
Can't. about to go in there and look like little Raggedy Ann with a mop.
But you better go
in
there and get yard dreads, honey, and her call it a day.
And pinch my cheeks and make them red.
Oh, shit.
Do you love me? I'm in the mood. Do you love me?
Oh, my God. Y'all have really had me cracking up tonight on this damn phone. Y'all are so silly.
Yeah, because when you get off the phone, you're
going
to be sucking some dick.
That
was
bitch.
Talking
no case.
Wait a minute. Becky, you were part of that show in that conversation that I had. As somebody else, as Ming Icon Penny said, I'm selfish because I don't suck the penis.
Oh, yeah, you know, I meant to ask you, what were we talking about?
We not going to talk about
that. She just trying to get pounded by them sweating nuts that just came from the gym.
Yes, boss getting pounded by
bitch, I was
nuts.
So evil. I was waiting for Jason to come back. I said, well, give me an example. She said, thank you for calling Block Talk Radio.
Yes, that was the one night that me and that white lady was friends. I was like, yes, girl, honey. Because I was sitting here like, how the hell do you explain what dick tastes like or what it smells like? What you say?
When your son becomes a pastor side chick, I can't.
We were talking about that, though. What was we talking about?
Would y'all ever be in a relationship with a pastor?
No.
Well, he always
talking about how people going to hell and stuff, and you just got to go along with the flow.
Well, I got a question. This is a scenario because it's 2:23. I got another scenario for you. You're on Jack, Adam, BGC, whatever, and it's late at night, and you meet a dude off of there, and he's staying at a hotel, and he tells you, oh, he's here for a convention, he's cute, you cute, y'all open up each other's pictures, y'all like each other. You go to the hotel, and you know hotels have Bibles in the rooms and stuff anyway.
I'm talking about fuck you up.
Where is this going, honey?
Girl, you gonna gag.
So you go to the hotel, you go in the room, you see this big old Bible, and if you're a Baptist or you collegiate, Kojic, or whatever the hell it is.
Kojic, let's get it right.
You speak in tongues. You know what them big Bibles, them big pastor Bibles look like. So you go in the room, and he's dressed with his, like, slacks on and his dress socks and stuff. Like, he just got comfortable because he just came in and stuff like that. And he offers you a drink, and you sitting there and you talking. And then you see him open up his closet, bitch, and a pastor robe come out.
So do you think
to yourself, oh, he into some freaky shit? Or that he's a pastor. So then, because none of the conversation, like, you go back to, you look at your conversation on Jack, and he was saying what he was going to do and all this kind of stuff, and you know damn well that ain't no pastor supposed to be talking about he going to fuck you till the cows come home, and he going to make you whatever.
And that people call him Daddy Longstroke.
Right.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird.
So then you end up going to do with him. But then 2 days later, your church is having a revival. And you didn't go to the revival the first 2 days, but this day you go to the revival. And, bitch, the guest speaker is the man that you just fucked 2 days ago.
I would have had to leave. I had to go. I got to go.
Well, girl, it would have been our show, girl. He the one need to be begging for forgiveness. You trying to be a leader of these shepherds, honey.
As long as he don't turn his farm around at me while I'm sitting on that pew.
The leaders of these shepherds.
Bitch, I know. I can't do it.
I am going to kill you.
I'm like, girl, I got to
go. But no shade. Real shit. I was on A4A. You know, I had my boy pictures on A4A. So I was on A4A. And I had this dude had hit me up, but he's from, like, a little city that's, like, 2 hours away. And so every time he hit me up, like, he don't have no face pictures. He just got his penis. And he like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm looking for something long term. I'm like, well, for one, you don't even have a face picture up. And so, you know, he be paying and he won't hit me up for a little while. So then he'll come back 2 weeks later. Oh, I'm looking for something long term. And I'm a preacher.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, I was like, I'm thinking that this going to get rid of him. So I'm like, baby, I do drag. She like, oh, that's fine. You can be my first lady.
Oh, bitch.
I can be
this
your what?
2014, these people
he
really
about,
do not care.
Yes,
they
don't. He's talking about I want somebody who's going to be submissive. I don't want you to work. I don't want you to. I'm like, now, do you think I'm going to set myself up for failure?
But what gets me, how are you looking, and this is anybody can answer, and this is a random question, but how can you be on Adam for Adam, BGC, or all any of those type places? They need to be paying us, because I know we be getting on business. How can you be on them sites with your dick picture or your ass picture and then talk about you looking for long term?
Thank you.
That ain't really what my problem is. My problem is when you get on there and I read that shit and what you got on your ad is, well, I know I ain't gonna find shit on here that I really like or shit that interests me. I'm like, well, bitch, don't hit me up.
Or what pissed me off.
Well, you know
thing.
What? No, those be the people that really be looking for something. And the reason why, and
yeah,
then how Jason said, who was once just said that how can you be on this website? That was Jason, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you have to look at it this way. If you don't go out, if you're not the type of person that go out and club and this and this and that, you can also use those sites, even though now they don't turn the sites to just fucking, but you could meet those. It all, you do come across some people that really want a relationship. And it's
I understand it, and don't get me wrong, because I am one of those people. I don't go to clubs a lot. I don't go to clubs a lot, so I use BGC. I use Adam for Adam, Adam for Adam, or whatever, mostly, to, like, meet people in other states to talk to and stuff like that. So that's fine. But how can, if all the pictures that you have on there are nothing but different pictures of different positions of your dick with your leg, you holding
your
dick, your dick with your legs opened up, your dick with dick come with oozing out would come, or your ass up in there, your ass spread
your dick is somebody else's ass.
And you're talking about don't hit me up for sex.
Looking for the wrong attention. If those are the pictures that you're showing, okay, like my picture on Adam for Adam, and I know people can go looking for it, and I don't really care. My picture on Adam for Adam is a silhouette of
me. You tooted over with your head falling off.
How you gonna put pancakes on as a silhouette?
Oh,
shit.
Bitch, I gotta go.
No shade, Justin.
Well, I guess,
the same way
you have pictures of lollipops and gumdrops and bubblegum as your picture on Amazon.
And I really do.
Oh, great.
So tell me why I just found the chaos Ms. Rahi posts about Amaya.
You go over there.
It's some good reading. It's like 500 posts. It's some good reading.
Okay.
Man, they got this woman cross her hands talk about and it's no shit.
Okay, that post came in about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
But
way behind.
But I think in a lot of ways, a lot of things have changed. But it hasn't changed for the better. A lot of people try to move away from the club scene, but with the move away from the club scene and getting out and stuff like that, like Becky was saying, that's the only thing that people have now. But the thing is, people become addicted to those websites.
Mm-hmm.
They might genuinely be looking for relationships, but 9 times 10, what ends up happening, they meet so many people and they initiate these conversations with these people, and here they are, they're in a relationship with this person, but they fucking this person and they doing such with somebody else.
Well,
you know what
I don't
saying?
Think it's that bad. I think it's just like at some point in time, when you get into this and you say you go date somebody off of one of these sites or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you got to admit that, you know what? Hey, I've been on this site for like how God knows awful how long, and
mm-hmm.
I'm in a relationship now. But look, you going to have to give me a little time to get used to not being on here. I may fuck up and log in there once in a while or something, but that's like you get to the point where it becomes second nature.
So then the question is, you met somebody off there and you're talking. See, my thing is this. I'm the type of person that I can't talk to multiple people at one time because I'm the type of person that think if I'm talking to you, if I'm talking to you, Dave, I can fuck multiple people, but I can't talk to multiple people. Thank you, bitch. But my thing is this. If I'm talking to you, if I'm talking to Justin, and then you come along, Dave, how am I really getting to know Justin? Because I'm not giving Justin all my attention because I'm now focusing on you, too. So when...
And that can confuse you because you end up probably picking the wrong person that you
right, and that's the thing. So it's like, so after a certain amount of time, if you talk to somebody, like I met somebody off of Adam, and we talked for about 2 months. We hung out a couple times, played the video game. We didn't do anything other than play the video game, go out and get something to eat. I felt like it wasn't going nowhere because after all this time, we've been talking for a couple of months. And all this is all we're gonna do. So I'm like, okay, well, fine. You're just gonna be somebody that comes over and I can play Injustice with instead of playing online. So it was like, fine. So like one day he called me on Angry Adam and was like, so you just gonna do me like that? You just gonna be on here? And I'm like, dude, I ain't never fucked you. You ain't never fucked me. We just ate a couple of meals together and played video games. How can you be mad that I'm on here?
See, the thing about Jason, you have to establish those lines of rules with those people. You have to have those type of conversations. And I think a lot of times we skip over having those type of conversations because for whatever reason, everything is in fast-forward mode in 2014.
Right.
But I don't know either.
Oh, shit, did I just say that? And I got company.
Ain't getting no dick tonight.
But no shade, Jay.
She won't
girl,
be
what
getting
you
no
just
cake
said,
tonight.
What you just said is on the map, bitch. Because I had met this man on A4A, and, you know, he had pictures, like, of his ass. So, you know, I'm like, okay, you got a nice booty or whatever. So all of a sudden, he all, oh, well, thank you. I want to get to know you. I want to be with you. I'm like, bitch, wait, I just said you had a nice ass. And I don't mean I'm trying to be with you, baby. Keep it cute. Calm down.
Yeah, everything is on fast forward. It goes from we chat a little bit. We make this connection, and
we're married.
And we're married.
Why you ain't letting me move in?
Right.
Bitch, you. Well, if that's the case, bitch, you know how many times I've been married?
Yeah, me too.
Girl.
No, but do y'all know how many relationships I've been in?
Child, they sit every time you turn around, they're in a relationship talking about, bitch, this my new husband, bitch, this my husband, this my husband. Girl, bitch, you just got out of a relationship like 2 weeks ago.
But you know how you get them together?
That's
like how I do with my daughter. I tell her my daughter and one of my gay daddies, when they be like, I found you a new mother. Oh, I found you a son-in-law. I be like, baby, you tell me and you send me their picture when y'all get to 2 months. Because if y'all don't get to 2 months, I don't want to fucking hear it.
Right.
I'm so
not even 2 months.
Like, girl,
tell me, because see, with me, we not even a relationship. So after that, we still talking to the third month.
Girl, would you stop?
We
talking?
Still talking. We
Talk,
still getting
stop talking,
to each other.
Girl.
Cause how can you?
I'm
how
trying
can
to
you
tell
be?
This bitch to stop talking. She really gonna keep talking while that man in that house. Bitch,
I
stop
know.
Talking.
That's her.
Girl, she. Girl, okay. Look, how did your song start off? How did your song start off? Be I be trying to teach the girls, but they not trying to listen.
What
are you doing there?
Oh my God!
Well,
when he hang up that phone, he's gonna be like,
phone
"What
number.
You was saying on that phone?"
Fuck you mean?
Just send me a phone number, a photo, and I need a name. So if anything go wrong, if anything
girl,
come
so
missing or anything,
the last person that was there,
I can tell
out.
The police the last person that was there.
They're gonna be like, "Fuck you,
the
fuck
last
you
person
mean,
that was
there."
The
fuck you mean? Who been coming here playing the game? You mean old bull be coming over here?
I told
playing
you
the game
I felt that motherfucking game and it felt hot, bitch. What the fuck was you doing?
You know what? The game was hot.
I touched that motherfucker the last time I came over. That motherfucker was hot. So what the fuck is going on?
You better freeze this cum, girl, so they can get some DNA.
Because that's all, bitch. Do something, bitch. You better have some rough sex and leave
shit.
Evidence
oh
all
God.
Over the floor
oh
or something.
God. Oh, my God.
Bitch.
He ain't no motherfucking fool.
Bro, no, but right now you is, bitch, because you sitting around
and
talking
girl,
about
you
shit.
You ain't think
oh
none of them
God,
people
I'm
was a fool, but they had
talking.
Talking.
It's okay.
girl, and look at, and I'm trying to tell her, she just sitting around there like, girl, yeah, girl, stop talking.
This is the talk. That's what we do on Tuesday nights on this radio show. It's the talk. It's Trash Talk Tuesday. I'm doing my job.
You better claim your story in the background.
I am doing my job as a host. I'm giving scenarios of what we do.
I'm sure it is a scenario.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's it.
Not like that man off of Saturday Night Live used to be long time ago, bitch. Yes, yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, sure. That's
okay.
The way it went.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean.
Say?
Sis, I'm about to send you the app right now. You got to download it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, days nowadays, that's exactly what they give. So,
But see, because y'all made me lose my trade, blah, 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 but I'm really fucking sorry.
Speak louder.
Right. That's probably why you can't remember.
But I mean, for me, after 3 months, fine. If you can't tell me what my last name is, you don't know what my favorite color is.
Right.
You don't know what makes me cry. You don't know what makes me happy and stuff like that, bitch. We ain't in no relationship. We just fucking.
If we ain't had a bad day, bitch, then I don't really think we're in a relationship anyway.
No, if you don't take the time out to be on the phone and ask those type of questions, then sometimes you send them mixed messages. Or also what I read today on somebody's status was really made sense. It said, if somebody said you too sensitive, like, damn, you too sensitive for me, that means they really is not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I mean, if they're not trying to get entangled into any type of emotional situation with you,
I normally get the other.
But some people, it's like some people are just hard to read because some people can really be into you, but they're just hard to read. Like,
but
I know
I'm a very sensitive person because I don't want to be no tranny, but sometimes I act like a tranny and I ask them and I say. How do you feel about me? Because how can you go on in a relationship not knowing how another person feels? It just doesn't make sense to me. Now, I don't like an overly emotional person, but show something. Tell me something. Because that's some missing shit. And that emotional detachment, I cannot deal with it.
I'm not a talker. It's strange to say I'm not a talker because that's all I do on the radio show. But I'm not in relationships, I'm not a talker. I'm more of a doer. We can be in each other's presence, and we don't even have to say a word, but words are being exchanged by the things that we're doing around each other. We communicate. I mean, I'd rather communicate through touch, through doing other
But no, you can't say that because
girl, she just talking away.
My thing is this, Jason. You can't say that because I mean, if you're talking about the physical action, I mean, you fuck people that are random. You don't love them, so you know. At the end of the day, to me, when it comes down to the situation, it has to be verbalized. Some things have to be verbalized.
Right.
So
I agree. Some things have to be verbalized, but then some things can say without even having to say. Because, like, sometimes you can be in a relationship with somebody and not even know that you're in a relationship with them.
I don't know nothing. So
I was in a 2-year relationship with somebody and didn't even know it was a relationship.
Oh, dude, you dumb as hell,
because
I don't got no relationship with people I don't know.
Because he was the only person I was saying, and I was the only person that he was saying. But we never said it was a relationship. He had keys to my house. I had keys to his car.
Girl, wait a minute.
Woo!
What?
No. Bitch, you knew you was in a relationship, bitch. Don't lie about that.
Yes, I mean,
y'all
filing
joint tax
returns
and shit.
Right, a point that he had keys to my house and I had keys to his car. Yes, it was a relationship, but we never said it was a relationship.
It wasn't a relationship that you thought it should be.
It was just a friendship, and it started out as friendship because I wasn't.
Shouldn't relationships be friendships in the first place?
Hell no.
Because I don't fuck my friends.
Right.
You should be friends to a certain degree.
Right, I'm sorry, go ahead, Becky.
Sometimes it's good. Well, everybody say they want this so-called relationship where you could be the best friends first and then turn to. It worked for some people, but at the end of the day, when y'all break up, y'all could be friends, or when y'all break up, you want that bitch to go. Get the fuck out of here. But you can't do that because at the end of the day, you use this person's friend. So what are you going to do?
We discussed this in some other group today. But if we break up, it has to be something where it's like amicable. It can't be no type of bullshit in the middle, because the type of person that I can't speak for everybody on the lab. Type of person I am. If it's some fuck shit, I don't want to see you. I'm gonna treat you like a piece of glass. So
I'm only friends. I can count on my hand. I'm only friends. To the point that they can still come over to my house, I'll cook them dinner, I'm still cool with their family. I'm only still friends with like three of my exes. All the rest of them bitches, bitch, if I saw you walking down the street and it was hot as hell outside and I could make a snowball, I would go in the house, make that snowball, pour ice and glass inside it and bust you in your head with it.
Damn.
Yo, am I the only person that still fuck all their exes?
I'm only friends with like... serious friends, or not serious friends, but friends with like three of my exes. Yeah, that'll be my first ex, my first boyfriend, my second boyfriend, and somebody else down the line.
How can you still fuck your ex? I mean, my thing
is,
I ain't say fuck them now.
I'm sorry. If we break up, even if it's been 6 months down the road, and I'm horny as a cat in heat in the summertime. I can't call up an ex and fuck them because...
No,
because
my
pool
cock is off.
But that boy that Prada was talking about, he was an ex, and bitch, he fucked me down. I'm sorry.
I still fuck all my exes. I don't know why that is.
You're an ex for a reason. Why are you standing there looking like that?
But ex is just a damn letter in the alphabet, so...
Okay.
That's all it is to me.
No.
Bitch, I think of it as a power thing. I think, bitch, I still own rights and privileges.
So 10
out of 12, we broke up,
but
it wasn't my fault.
So if that's the case, they could move on and be in another relationship, but you feel like you still got the right to go knock on that door and say, I want some head, I want some...
Yeah, actually, I have
that person.
No shade, I actually have.
That person don't have no self-control, though, bitch.
Okay, bitch,
because
Dan, let me tell you this. If I was in that house and I was the person they was dating, I'd be the motherfucker sitting on it. I'd be the one to open the door, let you in, and then you would never leave out that house again. Like, you ain't got no business here. You an ex. Ex your ass out the picture.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Dead ass.
First of all, I still got motherfucking privileges and rights, bitch.
Yeah,
my motherfucking life. I'm the one that had fucked up
ass
relationship.
To walk your ass to the bus stop or call somebody else, but don't call here no more. First of all, I guess that must just be the tar
like
to me. Why your ex still calling your phone? That's your ex. Why their number still in your phone?
I'm friends with a couple of my exes on Facebook,
but that don't mean I like the bitches and I would hang out with them and I would sleep with them again. No.
It's only one that is my friend on Facebook that it just drives me crazy up the wall.
And you know how they really are, but they just be lying on Facebook saying
they don't be lying on Facebook. I don't message. I don't say nothing because I already know. I just no.
The problem I have with situations like yours, Dave, is that you don't respect. This is going to sound funny coming from me. The problem I have with people like you, Dave, is that you don't respect the boundaries of that person's relationship if you still feel like you have privileges that you can go over there and they could be in a relationship with somebody. And that means you fucking up a happy home. Bitch, if you felt like you still had privileges to that person, you shouldn't have broke up with them.
But see, in some scenarios, I agree with Dave. Sometimes you do have privileges. And
yeah,
that's
okay.
The
you got the privilege to get my foot up your ass if I find out you hitting on my man. That's a
I'm not hitting
got.
On them. I'm fucking them, bitch. I ain't hitting on them. I'm not hitting on the motherfucking thing. I'm fucking them,
enjoy that fuck because it's gonna be the last one you get. Because if I find out about it, I'm fucking
you. Oh, girl.
First of all,
if you found out about it, then that's on him. Because you damn for sure ain't found out about it from me.
Because you fucking might. Yeah, okay.
I'm not motherfucking flirt. What the fuck you mean I'm hitting on them? No, I'm hitting it hard.
Dev going to come. When we don't hit Dev no more, that's because he done fucked the wrong person. He done fucked the wrong ex, and their boyfriend found out about it.
Oh, girl. Then if he found out about it, that's on him, bitch. You the dumb motherfucker, because I don't leave evidence. So
yeah.
I don't know where the fuck. First of all, we not fucking at your house. We fucking at mine. Second of all, your husband or current husband or whatever the fuck he is, honey, should not know where the fuck you live, know where I live. So, bitch, that's number two. Number three, bitch, first of all, you're the one that fucked up this relationship. So undress, do whatever you got to do, take all that off, let's get this over with, and you can go back home.
I just can't do it. There's too much emotional shit crapped up in there. I can't do it.
Oh, well, it's my release therapy.
I can't do it. But, I mean, no, because, I mean, it's almost damaging to yourself because you're going back in something that you know it's not going to work and you know you're not going to get anything
from. You keep saying, you keep saying you know it's not going to work.
Look, Devin, I'm not saying work. You know, you basically beating a dead horse. The only thing you're using you for is a good fuck, and that's
it. What do you mean, him? You keep putting that on it. See, I love how y'all do that. Y'all like to put that on it's like they the one that did all this. No, bitch, I'm fucking you because that's what I want to do. This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Yes, it do. Y'all broke up. Y'all broke up for a reason. So, y'all broke up. So, you happen to be out or whatever, and you see, and I don't even know what scenario, but y'all broke up, so y'all broke up for a reason. Bitch, when we break up, lose my number, don't forget my address.
The contract is broken.
Right. So, anything that we had, unless we have a child together, unless we have a dog together, or we have something binds us together, bitch, when it's over, it's motherfucking over. You can come over here on the late night creep, get you a little bit, and then you go on about your merry little motherfucking way. And you better script to the loo, to the bathhouse, boo.
Okay, to your new man or something like
or
that.
Or to your new man, or you better get on the party line, or you better get that sock, get that lotion, and get the beating, because ain't nothing over here for you no more. It's done.
I mean, the thing about it is, if you're going back to your ex, it's something that you miss. At the end of the day.
Yes, goddammit, yes.
But, that might be the case. But evidently, you miss it, which I guess
that's
you can't
just
deal
like
with the
I
person.
Ain't fucking with that's just like, I'm not fucking with no dude that, me and my ex-men, we got roommates. Then you find out that the roommate is his ex-lover and they sleep in different rooms. No, bitch. I'm not even going to take the opportunity that one night you get horny, he get horny, and y'all sleeping and y'all end up sleeping
that's
in the same goddamn bed. No, ma'am. It's
you
not going to happen.
Here you go. Hey, you know, my boy want to try something different. You down?
I don't know what you're talking about now.
First is the roommate. Then that's the month or two y'all got to know each other. It's the ex. And then after that, then one night you be like, oh, like, okay, well, because you confident and you secure in yourself. So you're like, okay, well, they don't have to be together and stuff, and they can still live together because they saving bills and they saving this and they saving like, the lights and stuff like that. Okay, that's fine. Then one night y'all all sit over there and y'all getting drunk, and people get loosey-goosey when they start drinking and smoking. And next thing you know, the ex turned into something and the truth come out like, well, bitch, you wasn't feeling like that last night when we was in. Oh wait, so y'all no ham, no turkey.
Or the ex and your current try to have you at the same time.
Okay,
I can live with that.
I'm on for the ex and the current. That'll be sick.
That's a sexy motherfucking threesome, bitch. And I ain't got
that
to
is
you.
No.
Then come to find out the ex, you think it's okay because the ex/roommate, he got a boyfriend. So it's one night the four of y'all all over there chilling.
Wait,
right.
Are you watching a porno? Are you just
but no, it's no
shit?
Shade.
I've been in situations like that, Devin.
I've been in them too.
That's what a house gonna look like. She finna
and
have
I get my keys, I get my grip. And
I get okay. I get my coat and I say, "Wait a minute, Ming, press one again."
Yo, Coke.
Ming, you back?
Did he say Coke?
Yeah, I think so.
Ming, you back?
Ming, put your leg down, bitch, and answer the phone, girl. You know she be holding them poses and shit.
Okay, I guess Ming not back.
Oh, well,
this boy is acting crazy again.
I mean, but people try to do stuff like that, and I mean, it's trifling. And when you know some type of situation, I just no, girl.
I mean, if you can be friends with your ex,
I
and
know,
y'all still have. First of all, I can't have with my ex because I know me, and I'm like, eventually, some kind of old feeling gonna come back, and then you're gonna want to give it a try again, and then the next week you'll be like, you're gonna realize why you don't like that person to begin
yep.
with.
And mm-hmm. I always remember why I don't like you in the beginning.
Mm-mm, nope.
Well,
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
My ex.
Well,
can't
see,
say
I
that.
Know Justin ain't gonna do it because Justin can't.
Do what? Do
I ain't worried about
what, Devin?
Huh?
Do what?
I know you ain't sleeping with none of your exes. So.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I already know
you're
not.
It's only, one that I want to, but.
Y'all goddamn cancers are so fucking emotional. Y'all don't know
yeah,
what to do with yourself.
But,
right.
Okay.
But see, just don't go about the thing about it being emotional. It's protection thing because a lot of times it keeps me from bullshit. Me being emotional keeps me from the bullshit of stuff like what Devin is talking about because a lot of times that's all it is at the end of the day. So it keeps me moving away from bullshit like that because my emotions keep me away from crap.
True.
Because I mean, it's never going to be nothing, but it's just going to be something physical. So why waste my time? I can get something physical for somebody new and to get some new and improved.
Exactly.
Nope. I keep my motherfucking men like I keep my motherfucking lawyers on retainer.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. That contract is.
Chris, if you're listening, send me the link to that play again. Chris, if you're still listening, tag me in that post with the link to that Tyler Perry play.
What's Tyler Perry play?
The new one. It's Chris put a link in the room, but I can't find it now.
It's the whole play?
Yeah, the whole play.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Legendary.
Oh, that's
did you
watch
Church
Queen.
Did you watch Son of Batman yet, Jason?
No, I was going to watch that next.
Oh, okay.
Chris, if you're listening, tag me tomorrow when you go back to the show. If you're not listening now, tag me in the post where you posted the link to watch that Tyler Perry play. Thank you. It is 2:53, so we just going to talk to the white lady call in, but I'm going to say thanks to everyone for listening, staying with us through the
Jason and his date coming over.
The technical difficulties, he's not a date, he's a community piece. Thank Ooh. You for staying with us. Due to technical difficulties that we were having today,
yeah,
I apologize in advance. I'm going to see what happened. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow for the State of Emergency with the CEO, Jasmine Contour, as bishops like to call her.
With Jasmine Contour, man.
Come on, Contour.
And the pastor of the First Church of Holier Than Thou, Michi, and his first lady, Joelle, when they're sitting in... with the CEO herself.
Yeah,
shout out to TW who had me tend over in that club, helped me contemplating giving it up again. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
Give it what up?
I'm about to give me a piece of this number game. Everybody playing a number game on Facebook.
Oh, Lord. That's about to start it. Yep, now she said it. I see all these people playing a number game.
I see
I will be deleting
That's
a lot
why
of people.
I like to play.
I see I'll
but
be
Jason,
blocking
you
people.
Finna be, you finna be tied up with A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Yes, honey, tied
a
up.
A whole
get,
lot of F.
Speaking of tied up, let me get the ropes out now.
Just make sure that sash box cut away.
Devin, please text my phone. If I don't return the text tomorrow, you know my address. You know what?
Girl. That's how I find out, girl. My sister's sitting around with a dildo up her ass and a stock down her mouth, bitch, and that's the way they found her, honey. I know what she did.
What a plug in her ass.
Her bitch, right, with a note around her neck that said, talk trash about that. Nah, bitch, you know.
God. Life is
Paris
so good.
Paris Gotti, no, she look good.
It's good to be the queen.
Girl.
Yeah, it's good to be the queen. It's pre-birthday. What are you talking about? It's pre-birthday. Anyway.
Turn up.
Okay. Got to blow the candles out on the cake.
Wait, real quick. I know we ain't got that much time. Shout out to the kids in Minnesota that made me feel welcome. No,
Minnesota.
Yeah. When I was in Minneapolis, they was really, really sweet. Entice Revlon and all them. Entice, Niecy Legion, and all them people down there. And there's some sexy-ass boys in Minneapolis, baby.
Oh, I love y'all all for loving me.
Okay.
Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway. you guys go to. Make sure that you do practice safe, because the life that you save will definitely be young.
Kelly is going to get you.
And, bitch, if you take your man around Jason, she will fuck you, so that
okay.
is a part of the strategic
don't
strategy.
Don't get mad.
Don't say that.
You
bring your, get it right.
You bring
get
your
it
man
right.
around me.
Get it right. Get
area.
It right. Jason will only fuck who? Get it right. If it's a bottom,
you
ain't
bring
got nothing
your man
to worry
around.
About.
Well, if you bring your man around me, I will touch his private pieces.
Yes, honey. I like the hug and feel. Touchy, touchy, no sucky, sucky.
Okay.
Y'all gonna die, see? I can't bring Prada around none of my ballroom husbands.
If you want a month,
jealous.
If you want a month,
that,
give
that
Devin,
you
give, if
it
you
on
want
your
a month, give Justin or Devin a call.
You will now.
Listen, that boy, you posted
on
your bag.
If you want a munch, bitch, I don't want a munch everything. Honey.
If you want a
munch,
everything ain't munchable, honey.
Because Devin likes some munchables.
No, I like cake, honey.
I like cakes and munchables. Thanks.
Bitch, I like cake. If
I
you
like
got some cake, then you can holla.
Tune in to next week's show because we'll be planning J Rock's wedding.
This girl wrote on my number. She
wait,
said I look
who?
Good all the time. That's so funny.
His
wedding
going
to be on Lozo.
My brother getting married. He's
to
getting
who?
Married now.
Who,
J
Rock?
His wedding
going
to be on Lozo.
Girl.
It's going to be on Lozo.
It's going to be at Bojangles.
He's going to be the first Navy man to marry a man on the ship.
I want the biscuit.
Sure. Is he going to be wearing that leather pants down there?
He going to be, and you going to be the flower girl.
Cool.
You.
Is she going to be really throwing flour like what you fry chicken with?
Right.
Before we get disconnected by the white lady, I do want to let y'all know that I am the exception to the rule, okay? When they say no facts, no fans, they're not pertaining to me. Okay.
Yes,
I am the motherfucking exception to the rule, and I thank fucking you.
And please tell my
yes,
inbox asking me how big it is, because I will never tell. Thank you.
How big it is or how big it
That is only for display purposes. It is not to be touched, used, or